now. The rain is gone, and now baseball's on. I'm pretty sure that's how the song goes. In case it doesn't, my name is Josh Sperber, and I don't hope I didn't violate any copyright infringement laws. A late change in pitcher for the starting for the Clearwater Threshers as the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons starting off this week. A game out of first place with nine left in the first half of the season. We'll take a look at the starting lineup. First for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, who come in last in the Florida State League West with a 21-36 record. Yankees first rounder in last year's draft, George Lombard Jr., starts at the leadoff spot for the Tarpons. Roderick Arias is in the second spot. Dylan Hasso is at third, batting third. And Jackson Castillo is the cleanup man for the Tarpons. Hans Montero is the fifth hitter at DH. No relation to Hans, but Willie Montero bats behind him in the sixth spot. Kobe Morales, seventh. Tomas Frick, eighth. And Dowry Arias, ninth. Josh Gross is expected to be Tampa's starting pitcher, and we say that because we have a late change at starter for the Threshers. We take a look at the defense for Clearwater. On the field, that should stay the same. At first base, Dakota Katowski, Nico Pauaca-Grego is opposite him at third, Devin Saltabon at second, and Diego Gonzalez is at short. In the outfield, left to right, Jordan Viers in left, in center, Avery Owusu-Asiedu, and the right fielder, Raylan Heredia, behind the new starting pitcher, Braden Tucker, replacing Casey Stewart, who was initially scheduled to go tonight, but Tucker comes off the injured list. His first relief appearance since April, where he started the season as a Threshers reliever. He's turned into a starter for Clearwater, and Tucker has a 350 TRA and a 2-0 record in 38 and a third innings pitched. Five starts, four relief appearances. This is his sixth start of the season. First pitch, fastball in for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Lombard, the second baseman for the Tarpons and the Yankees' first-round pick in 2023. 0-1, fastball called for strike two, and the count is 0-2. So Tucker, with about a week stint on the injured list, making his first relief appearance since April. He allowed seven hits and four runs in five innings against the Tarpons on May the 9th. And the 24-year-old comes in for his 10th time this season. 0-2 to Lombard, swing and a miss for strike three. The high slider gets the job done for Tucker. And a nice introduction to Braden Tucker after coming off the injured list. For the Threshers, a three-pitch strikeout to start the game, and the high slider just sinking to the outside part of the plate, fooling Lombard for the first out. That is strikeout number 39 of the season for Tucker for the first out on this Tuesday night's game. Now Roderick Arias pops one up behind home plate. Hediger, the catcher, sprinting towards the wall, but that ball will bounce off the seats foul. It stays 1-1. So Casey Stewart must have been burned due to the rain. So we'll see if we get him a little bit later this week. But Braden Tucker gets the emergency start as he has not pitched since May the 26th against St. Lucie. He earned the win in five innings of a start. Seven hits, six strikeouts, and one run allowed. 0-1, bounced back up the middle by Arias. Picked up by Gonzalez, shuffles towards first, and Katowski makes the squeeze for the second out of the first inning. So the first two down easily for the Threshers. And now that'll bring up Dylan Hasso, who is one of the RBI leaders in the Florida State League, tied with Roderick Arias for fourth with 31. He takes a sinker for a ball, first pitched outside of the zone, thrown by Braden Tucker so far today. Hasso, 31 ribbies on the year, six homers and a 251 average, and he takes a sinker for strike one. Had a home run against the Threshers last week, about a month ago when the Threshers visited Tampa. Took 4-6 at Steinbrenner Field as a slider makes it 2-1. For Braden Tucker, he's got a five-pitch mix, sinker, slider, changeup, fastball, and a gyro slider. So two types of sliders. as he gets a fastball by Hasso for a swing and a miss, 2-2. And his fastball can hit up to the low 90s. I've already seen it touch 93 repeatedly so far today. Two balls, two strikes, a count to Hasso. Tucker, surprise starter for the Threshers, winds and deals. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Blows the fastball by Hasso as Braden Tucker strikes out two of the first three batters he has seen in a couple of weeks, right off the injured list and onto a 1-2-3 first inning. Two Ks for Tucker, and now the Threshers grab the bats and try to put some runs on the board against the Tarpons when we come back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We're scoreless after the first half of the first inning.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
We are back at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers held the Tarpons scoreless in the top half of the first inning. And they're hoping that they get some more runs with the lineup they trot out today. Some roster moves for Clearwater, though, we'll get into in just a bit, changing things up. But Devin Saltaban gets his first chance at the leadoff spot when he starts off for the Threshers in the bottom of the first. Jordan Fiers will follow him up in the two spot for the first time this year, with Keaton Anthony, the designated hitter, batting third. Dakota Katowski is the Threshers cleanup hitter, followed by Nico Powaka-Grego in the five spot. Raylan Heredia will bat sixth. Caden Hediger brings his 14 on game on base streak to the table, hitting seventh. Avery Wusu-Asidu, eighth, and Diego Gonzalez is the nine hitter for the Clearwater Threshers. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Kobe Morales is at first base. On second, George Lombard Jr., Roderick Arias at short, and Dylan Hasso at third base. In the outfield, Dowry Arias in left, in center, Jackson Castillo, and in right field, Willie Montero. All in front of the starting pitcher, Josh Gross, the righty for the Tampa Tarpons, who makes his second start against the Threshers this season. Has a 1-4 record with a 6.92 ERA. First pitch to Devin Saltaban is a fastball, scooted outside. It's a 1-0 count to start off the bottom of inning number one. So the Tarpons keep Gross on the mound as number 38 wings a fastball inside, and it's 1-1. Gross 1-4 with a 6.92 ERA so far, going up against Devin Saltaban, who is second on the Threshers team with six home runs on the season. 2-1 the count now as the slider misses low to Saltaban. Gross, 0-1 against the Threshers this year, started once, went four innings, allowed six runs to earn, three hits and six strikeouts. Saltaban fouls a fastball back to the catcher, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. A tough hitting series for everyone last week. Saltaban was one of the two Threshers to hit a home run. He had one. Keaton Anthony hit two for Clearwater. As Saltaban now faces a 2-2 count. Gross winds and deals. Fastball upstairs, eye level. That'll fill up the count 3-2. On the whole, Saltaban went 4-for-21 with two extra base hits and five RBIs in five games against Bradenton last week, and he has 26 ribbies on the season with six homers. Payoff pitch, Saltaban cracks a fastball foul, and the count stays at three balls and two strikes. Delay of about an hour here at BayCare Ballpark due to the rain, but the best grounds crew in the business able to fix this ground up so it can be played on here tonight, and it looks as beautiful as ever. That does not, though, as Saltaban strikes out on a high fastball, and the leadoff man for both squads was struck out by today's starter. That'll bring up Jordan Fiers in left field tonight, and he gets a raucous ovation because he was absolutely outstanding the last time he was here at BayCare Ballpark. Four home runs, 11 RBIs in four games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fiers hit 500 2 weeks ago here at BayCare Ballpark and was named the Player of the Week for the series beginning on May the 28th in the Florida State League. Viers corkscrews a grounder foul, but it stays fair. Bounced, took kind of backspin in fair territory down the first base line. Taken to the bag by the first baseman Morales for the second out of the first inning. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony, who was the bright spot in the Threshers offense last week against Bradenton. Difficult offensive series for the Threshers against the Marauders, who do have one of the best pitching resumes in the Florida State League. They're fourth in the league with a 3.75 ERA as Anthony fouls back a fastball to make it 0-1. But Keaton Anthony was fantastic. Five games for the Threshers last week. He went 9-for-20 with two home runs, five RBIs, and three run scores. And he has recorded a hit in each of his last six games, dating back to the beginning of last week's series against Lakeland, as Anthony takes a fastball for a called strike two. So I mentioned some roster moves that take place, and the Threshers got their second through fourth call-ups of the season, with Trey Dillard getting the call-up to Jersey Shore at the end of April. He is now joined by Aiden Miller, Luis Caicuto, and George Clausen. Miller, at least, making his debut tonight for the Blue Claws, as Anthony swings and misses on a changeup as Gross retires the side in order in the bottom of the first inning. So the Threshers and Tarpons go down 1-2-3 in the first. So we head to the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network in a scoreless ballgame.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X. And don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well. Casey Stewart in for the game after Braden Tucker comes out as the opener. Castillo started off by taking a fastball for a 1-0 count. Nothing is the score. Stewart in for his first relief appearance since the third game of the season. He had a couple innings of relief against the Bradenton Marauders in a loss. Since then, he's been a full-time starter for the Threshers. 1-1 to Castillo. Swing and a miss. And count is now 1-2. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 frame for Braden Tucker. He won't get a decision, but a great start for Tucker. And good to have him back after the Threshers gets a much-needed pitching depth off the injured list. 1-2, bounces in the dirt, does the heater. And that evens up the count to Jackson Castillo. Casey Stewart, the regularly scheduled starter for tonight's game, 4-2, 3.35 ERA in 9 starts and 10 overall appearances. This is his 11th appearance of the season. Slider misses, and it's a full count now to Castillo. Sweeper, gyro slider, changeup, and a fastball, the four pitches for Stewart. Payoff pitch, fastball low and away, and that's the first base runner of the ball game. as Jackson Castillo records a walk to start off the second inning for the Tampa Tarpons. So one aboard for Tampa. Each team had a strikeout, then ground out, then another strikeout in the first inning. Jackson Castillo gets a walk to start the second and bring up Hans Montero, the designated hitter. Short leadoff first for Jackson as Montero takes a fastball low and in for ball one. Jackson Castillo with a very short leadoff first, being held on closely by Dakota Katowski. Next pitch, slider on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Castillo, 9 steals so far this season for the Tampa Tarpons. He has been caught 3 times, and in total he's 11-for-14 in his 2-year minor league career after he was signed undrafted out of the College of Southern Nevada in last year by the Yankees. 1-2 now is the count to Montero, designated hitter for tonight. Threshers are shifted into a double play against him, with Saltaban pinched up the middle against the right-handed hitting Hans Montero. 1-2. Hit on a line to Saltaban. Tough hop, but he eats it up, sends it to short for one. On to first, not in time. And Devin Saltaban made a good enough play just to make a recovery on that ground ball as 4-6 fielder's choice gets Jackson Castillo, but Hans Montero replaces him on first base with one out. And Devin Saltaban made a really tough play at second base. The hop kind of ate him up. As you take a look there, the ball bounced a little higher than he anticipated, but he recovered quickly. Hans Montero, though, just a little bit too fast from the throw by Diego Gonzalez. This one hits right back to the pitcher, going to second for one. The throw to first pulls Katowski off the bag on a great play by Casey Stewart. What a play on the hill from the pitcher. As Casey Stewart, too quick to react, but he does it anyway. Just a quick comebacker on a short hop. And the fielder's choice goes 1-4 as the throw a bit too high from Devin Saltaban. So Hans Montero replaced by Willie Montero now on first base. First pitch, a fastball low now to Kobe Morales as the second inning is moving on quickly. 1-0 the count to the Tarpons' first baseman. Two gone, and Willie Montero, no relation to Hans, is on first for the Tarpons. Short lead being held on by Katowski. Stewart deals, 1-0, fastball low and in the strike zone. 1-1, 1-1, the count now to Kobe Morales. Scoreless and hitless in the top of the first inning. As Stewart sets from the first base side of the rubber, he deals. 1-1, hit back to second base. Saltaban's had a busy inning. Shuffles towards first, makes a throw to Katowski, and that will do it for the second inning. Two fielder's choices and a ground ball. Devin Saltaban had something to do with every out in that inning. The Threshers leave one man stranded without a hit, error, or run as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday home game at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1 all night long. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. Even with the rain, still plenty of fans out for the best promotion in baseball, Dollar Tuesday. Here at BayCare Ballpark, the Threshers looking to snap a two-game win losing streak as Dakota Katowski leads off the bottom of the second. 0-1 the count as he takes a slider for a strike from Josh Gross. Scoreless in the first inning and a half, and the slider misses low to Katowski. One ball and one strike the count. Game on base streak for Dakota Katowski, spanning each of the last now three series. He takes a fastball up and in, 2-1. 2-1, excuse me. Katowski over the last three series is 14 for 46, a double, two homers, eight RBIs, and 10 runs scored. Fouled off his own leg, fastball from Gross spins foul, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes, the power hitting Dakota Katowski. Three homers, 22 RBIs on the season for Dakota, average of 241 on the year with seven multi-hit games this season. And Katowski reached in every game against the Marauders. Threshers' second consecutive series loss, first time they have lost consecutive series since 2022. So a tough stretch for the Threshers as they now sit one game out of first place in the Florida State League West. 2-2 to Katowski. This one hit in the air, high and deep out to right center field. Castillo going back, and that's going to one-hop the wall. Katowski will stand up at second with a leadoff double to start off the bottom of the second inning and get a loud first hit of the day for the Clearwater Threshers. For a second, that looked like it was going to go yard. But Dakota Katowski with an absolute rip out to right center field, and Jackson Castillo never had a chance. Curveball hung right over the middle, and that hits the wall on a straight line as Katowski ends up at second easily. Threshers with their first hit, their first base runner, and their first man in scoring position. In a scoreless tie, one hit has the Threshers threatening here in the second inning. Fastball to the outside for ball one to Nico Pouaka-Grega, who expects to get more time, or I expect to get more time, with Aiden Miller now up in Jersey Shore. Pouaka-Grega playing third base tonight, but he can play second and short as well. He faces the 1-0 count. Pitch is a breaking ball outside. It's 2-0. Pouaka-Grega, 19 years old, from Christchurch, New Zealand, hitting 268 this season with a homer and 13 RBIs. His average has gotten up to as high as 320. So he has been kind of a platoon infielder for the Threshers, with Miller taking up a lot of his slots at short. 2-0 the pitch, fastball upstairs, but it's enough for a called strike to Pouaka-Grega, 2-1. He was a 300 hitter in his first pro season back in 2022 in the Complex League, right after the Phillies signed him, when he was in Melbourne at the time. Since then, he has moved to Adelaide to play with the Giants, where the Phillies have a partnership in the Australian Baseball League. Fastball by Pouaka-Grega, two balls and two strikes the count to the Threshers' third baseman. Katowski's on second with no one out in a scoreless bottom of the second inning. He's a good runner, is Katowski. Three steals and five attempts, but I doubt he'll try to steal third. 2-2 now to Pouaka-Grega. Pitch from Gross, tapped foul, bounces in and out of Tomas Frick's glove, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Fourth double of the season for Dakota Katowski. He is on second base. Pouaka-Grega, after his only hit, went for an RBI in the three games he played against Bradenton, up the plate with a 2-2 count, trying to put something on for the Threshers. 2-2 now to Pouaka-Grega, the pitch. Ground ball, foul down the third base line. We stay at 2-2, and that was dangerously close to being a slow rolling single out into left. Two games have already been postponed in the Florida State League, and one is final. We are officially the only game of Florida State League baseball going on right now. Jupiter and St. Lucie had an early game where the Hammerheads won 11-10. Bradenton and Dunedin were postponed, as were Daytona and Palm Beach, and Fort Myers and Lakeland, all postponed, with two of them confirmed to be making up games tomorrow. Palaka Grego swings and misses on a slider. First out of the second is on the third K of the day by Josh Gross. So one gone as Raylan Heredia comes into the box for the Clearwater Threshers. And Clearwater looking to get within a half game of first place, as they're currently a full game behind the Flying Tigers in the West right now. One gone and one on for Raylan Heredia, 242 hitter on the season with three homers and 15 RBIs. He sends a liner out to left field. Sliding is Arias, and he makes an incredible catch. An absolute robbery in left center field by Dowry Arias. Robs Raylan Heredia of a base hit. And what a great play out in left field, as Raylan looked like he just got this one. Hard line drive, but Arias tracked it the whole way and slid to make the catch for a crucial second out for the Tarpons. And now the switch hitting Caden Hediger coming up to the plate for the Threshers, looking to extend his on-base streak to 15 consecutive games. First pitch to Hediger, a fastball for a called strike, and he's probably, he is the guy who I think is going to be the biggest beneficiary of Luis Caicuto getting the call up to Jersey Shore. As Caicuto got most of the shifts at catcher, Hediger was even being moved over to first base to accommodate everyone in terms of playing time, as the 0-1 changeup misses outside to make it 1-1. Hediger, 8 for his last 47, but 15 walks in his last 14 games with 6 RBIs and 13 runs scored since his 14-game on-base streak began on May the 8th against these Tampa Tarpons. One ball, one strike the count. Now the pitch. Fastball low, and it's 2-1. So Hediger back to his regular position at catcher. Went 0 for 5 with 2 walks and a ribby in 2 games at first base against the Bradenton Marauders last week. 4 games at first base for Caden after he began his pro career exclusively behind the plate, but he has shown he's been able to play a more than capable first base as he takes a slider for a called strike 2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Caden Hediger. He turned 20 in St. Lucie and has a homer and 12 ribbies so far this season. As he takes a timeout with the catcher Tomas Frick coming to have a chat with Josh Gross. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of inning number 2 with a man on base number 2. That's Dakota Katowski on second. Caden Hediger trying to put something on the scoreboard with 2 outs. Katowski likely to score on any hit to the outfield. 2-2. Fastball missing outside. Count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Katowski already extended his on-base streak for the Threshers. He's now at 14 straight games. Hediger hoping to make it 15 straight on the payoff pitch. Katowski with a short lead off of second. He stays put. Hediger swings and misses on the fastball to finish off the second inning without a run. Threshers get a leadoff double, but that's it. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man stranded. And the Threshers get the first hit of the game, but keep it scoreless heading into the third.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join us for our annual Strikeout Cancer Night this coming Friday, June 14th. We will take a moment during the game to honor cancer survivors and keep an eye out for special auction items to support the American Cancer Society. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by the Beachside Hospitality Group. That auction's live on our website, so head to threshersbaseball.com to check it out. And if you're at the ballpark, check on the home plate concourse. You'll be able to see those strikeout cancer jerseys, and they look fantastic. Scoreless ball game in the top of the third. The sky's even starting to clear up here in Clearwater. The lights on outside surrounding the stadium as the sky starts to darken. And Tomas Frick is greeted with a slider for a called strike, courtesy of Casey Stewart. 0-1 the count to the Tarpons catcher, and the fastball bangs the inside part of the plate to even the count at 1-1. A walk in the last inning for Stewart, but he's already struck out two in his second inning of work, coming off the bench after the opener Tucker got the start today. 2-1 is the count to Frick now, as the fastball falls out of Hediger's glove. It'll be Frick, Arias, and Lombard. Dowry Arias. I'm going to have to start specifying and calling the Tarpons by first names because they've got four guys, two pairs of players with the same last name, and none of them are related. So a 3-1 count to Tomas Frick, and Stewart quickly works into the 3-1 tap foul. We stay at full at 3-2. Payoff pitch coming for Frick, who steps in and out of the box. He's hitting .289 on the season with two homers and 14 RBIs. Payoff from Stewart. Ooh. That got him in the back of the helmet. That's not good, but wow. Tomas Frick to be greeted by the trainer on his walk towards first base, and he is just moving right along. He should be fine. Curveball definitely slipped out of Stewart's hand. And Frick is on first base with the trainer and Tampa's first base coach, who is their manager, James Cooper. So, let's take a look at the Phillies system with the entire Florida State League either finalized or postponed. FCL Phillies and FCL Yankees game was suspended in the top of the fourth inning. 4-1 lead for the FCL Yankees with Eduardo Taillé expected up next. In the DSL, a split for the Phillies red and white as the first pitch to Dowry Arias is a fastball that misses 1-0. Phillies red took down Giants orange 7-6. Phillies white lost 11-2 to the DSL Twins. Jersey Shore Blue Claws are against Wilmington tonight as Arias hits a deep fly ball out to left field, and that's going to go off the wall. Fires picks it up, fires into the cutoff man, keeping Frick at third, and Arias is at second with a double. So after the hit-by-pitch, Dowry Arias gets the first hit of the game for the Tampa Tarpons. He goes the other way with it. Deep out to left and off the wall. Foot runners on second and third. Still no one out in the top of the third inning with the top of the Tarpons order coming to the plate. To continue down the Phillies list, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws falling 1-0 to the Blue Rocks of Wilmington. Nationals high A team. Top of the fifth over in Shoretown for the first place Blue Claws. Fastball to Lombard, high and outside corner. 0-1 the count. In Double A, the Reading Fightin' Phils trailing 3-0. Bottom of the third inning in Reading against the Red Sox-affiliated Portland Sea Dogs. Syracuse Mets leading the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 6-3 in the top of the seventh as Lombard swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-2. We are still scoreless, each team with a hit here in Clearwater. Threshers taking on the Tarpons. And the Phillies are underway against the Big League Red Sox at Fenway Park. They lead 3-1. Swing and a miss by Lombard, and a slider gets the first K of the inning for Casey Stewart, who has his third strikeout of the game. And that is the first out in the top of the third inning. Now Roderick Arias is up for the Tarpons. Still two runners aboard. Frick on third, Dowry Arias on second. First pick to Roderick. Cutter cut on a missed. It's 0-1. Roderick Arias, one of the most highly touted prospects on this Tarpons team, comes in at fourth on the Yankees list, highest rated infielder behind Chase Hampton, Spencer Jones, and Jason Dominguez. George Lombard, who just struck out, is the sixth rated prospect for the Yankees. So Roderick Arias, 19 years old, top rated prospect of the 2022 international class, where the Yankees signed him at for $4 million at the Dominican Republic. He takes a slider to even the count 1-1. So two on. Dowry Arias on second. Tomas Frick on third with one out. Threshers infield pushed in for the speedy Roderick Arias. And the slider misses outside. It's 2-1. Roderick tied with his teammate Dylan Hasso for fourth in the Florida State League with 31 RBIs. The leader, Ariel Almonte, tied with Max Clark for the lead with 36. 2-1 count now to Roderick, and the pitch. Fastball, swing held up. Looked like a strike anyway, but it misses outside, 3-1. And Hasso waiting in the wings for a potential bases-loaded situation. Stewart certainly trying to avoid that. He'll want to throw another strike or keep one on the infield for Roderick Arias. 3-1. Popped up high in the air down the left field line. Going foul is Viers. He will reach over but not come up with a baseball as it lands in the seats to keep the count full at 3-2. Myers was close to being able to make that play in left, but the ball went just too far into the seats for him to get a clean beat on it. Roderick Arias is going to head back to the plate. Dowry Arias back to second. And back to third is Tomas Frick. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Big pitch coming for Stewart here in a scoreless top of the third. Stewart scans the bases, payoff pitch, fastball, high bouncer over to first. Katowski jumps in, it's off his glove. One run scores, and it's a single. And then the throw gets away from the first baseman. So an infield hit on a tricky hop for Roderick Arias. Gets the first run of the game in on an RBI single. Dakota Katowski was inches away from making a highlight reel play. Don't think it would have stopped the run, though, as the Tarpons get a little bit of good fortune and get their first run of the ball game as Gustavo Armas comes to have a chat with Casey Stewart. So Tomas Frick is in the dugout with a 1-0 lead. Roderick Arias is on first base with the RBI single. And Dowry Arias moves to third. Runners on the corners and one out with Dylan Hasso coming up to the plate following the mound visit. As I mentioned, three games in the Florida State League will be in a doubleheader tomorrow. Bradenton in Dunedin to be made up tomorrow. Lakeland in Fort Myers to be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow. And Palm Beach visiting Daytona to be made up on a doubleheader tomorrow. All three of those games postponed due to wet grounds. Jupiter and St. Lucie played earlier in Jupiter. And the Hammerheads put some pressure on the Palm Beach Cardinals, holding on for an 11-10 victory over the last place Mets at RDC. Their stadium roommates, the Palm Beach Cardinals, now half a game ahead of the Hammerheads for first place in the East Division. Fastball in for a called strike to Hasso. It's 0-1. He struck out in his first at bat. And the Threshers have the chance to gain a little ground today as the Lakeland Flying Tigers are one of the six teams whose games is postponed tonight. 0-1 to Hasso, foul tip off the catcher's mask. It's 0-2. Runners on the corners, both the Uriases on for the Tarpons, no relation. Dowry on third, Roderick on first, with an 0-2 count to Dylan Hasso, who is now one behind Urias for the team lead and fourth in the Florida State League in ribbons. 0-2 the count to Hasso. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing low. It's 1-2. Looked very close, and if Stewart misses, it's usually not by much. He has a quick delivery, and he throws a whole lot of strikes. 1-2, 1 out now to Hasso. 1-0 lead for the Tarpons, and the pitch is popped up high and foul. We do it again at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Roderick Urias with a pretty big lead off of first, being held on by Katowski. And inching off third is Dowry Urias. Fastball just upstairs again. Stewart barely missing. And the count's even at 2-2. Two new umpires for us, by the way. Dylan Reeves is the home plate ump calling balls and strikes. Caleb George is the bases umpire, currently situated in front of the second baseman, Devin Saltaban, on the infield grass behind the pitcher's mound. 2-2 to Dylan Hasso. Roderick goes. Pitch misses for a ball. High throw, not in time. And Roderick Urias now negates a potential inning ender with a steal of second base. It's a full count to Hasso. First base is now open with 3-2 to the Tarpons' home run leader in Dylan Hasso. He's got 6 dingers this year. Now faces a full count with a Threshers infield pushed slightly in. Payoff from Stewart. Fastball well off the plate, and that's ball number 4. Second walk of the day from Casey Stewart. So now the bases are loaded for the Tarpons. One run is already across for Tampa. Top of the 3rd inning, 1 out and a loaded set of bags. Dylan Hasso on first, Roderick Urias on second, and Dowry Urias on third with Jackson Castillo coming up to the plate after a walk in his last at bat. So a double play, certainly in order for the Threshers. The corners pinched in with Poaka Grego playing 2 feet off the infield grass as the fastball misses low to Castillo, 1-0. Katowski is playing at relatively normal depth over at first base, and Diego Gonzalez is pinched up the middle over at second, holding Roderick Urias on the bag. 1-0. Check swing, and the fastball misses low. It's a 2-0 count to Jackson Castillo. Nowhere to put him. Castillo walked in the second and was taken off on a fielder's choice. Threshers have a couple pitchers milling about in their pen, but no one up just yet, as Stewart has already thrown 20 pitches this inning, 39 in total, with 20 for strikes through an inning and a third. 2-0 the count now to Castillo. Here's the pitch. Slider fouled back, and it's 2-1. Are they calling that a pitch? Because I heard the contact, but no one's arguing. It looks like a wild pitch. I thought he fouled that off, but it's being called a wild pitch, and a run scores. So it's 2-0 now, Tarpons, on the wild pitch to Jackson Castillo. 2-1 count as he definitely swings. That must have hit off the catcher or something, because I heard some kind of contact. So the wild pitch sends Hasso to second and scores Dowry Urias as the slider is in for a strike. So now runners on second and third. Roderick Urias on third. Dylan Hasso on second. 2-2 now to Jackson Castillo. Runners on second and third with 1 out. High fly ball, drifting foul down the left field line. Fires going for it, and that is out of play. Still 2-2. Two nothing the lead for Tampa on what they're now calling a passed ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Stewart in a jam with runners on second and third, so a righty getting loose in the Thresher's pen. 2-2, fastball to the catcher, back pick to third, in time! Caden Hediger with a great quick reaction play, catching the runner on third, Roderick Arias sleeping, and it's 2-5 on the pickoff for the second out in the third inning. Nico Pouakar-Grego rightly pumped at Caden Hediger, who makes a great defensive play for the second out. Now the full count to Castillo. Doesn't hurt as much on the walk, but another fastball narrowly missing from Stewart to put two back aboard for the Threshers. Two walks in the inning, three in total, and runners on first and second with two outs for Hans Montero. Dylan Hasso remaining on second base with two outs in the inning. So Hasso on second, Jackson Castillo on first. He has, walked two of the three times that Casey Stewart has walked a batter tonight. First pitch to Hans Montero, fastball in the inside corner, called strike one. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. And now faces an 0-1 count. So he's 0-1, two on, two out, 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the third. Stewart deals. Slider outside. And it's 1-1. Hans Montero, two homers, seven RBIs on the year with a .219 batting average for the Tarpons. They sit in last place, 21-36, and were the first team to be eliminated from playoff contention in the West Division. 1-1, breaking ball, bouncing on the plate, it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Montero. Stewart now pushing 50 pitches in just an inning and two-thirds. Righty up in the Threshers' pen, and it's 2-1. Popped up high and foul by Hans Montero. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Jose Pena warming up in the Threshers' bullpen. He's gone as high as three innings in the season for the Threshers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Montero. The pitch, fastball, eye level. It fills up at 3-2. Back-to-back walks from Stewart after the one-out knock by Roderick Arias. He was picked off at third to help the Threshers out here in the third inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners will go. Hasso to third, Castillo to second, and a foul tip caught by Hediger for strike three. Second K of the inning for Stewart, fourth of the game, and he finishes the third inning with a strikeout on Hans Montero. But two runs come across for the Tarpons, two runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left. Stewart with four Ks for the Threshers, trailing 2-0, heading into the bottom third.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Our next home game is tomorrow, June the 12th, when the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons once again. Gates open at 5:30, 4 to 6:30 p.m. first pitch. It's Silver Sharks night tomorrow. If you want more information on that, go to threshersbaseball.com. So the Threshers falling down 2-0, starting off this here in the bottom of the third inning. Avery Owusu-Asidu takes a slider outside to start off the third, 1-0. Owusu-Asidu, Gonzalez, and Saltaban starting off the third. Threshers down 2-0. Fastball at the shins of Owusu-Asidu, 2-0 the count. Owusu-Asidu 0-for-2 with a walk on Sunday, 1-for-11 with 4 walks in 4 games against Bradenton, as he takes a fastball on the inside part of the plate, but center cut for a called strike, 2-1. 3-game on base streak throughout the entire Bradenton series, save the first game, 2-1. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-1. 1-for-his-last-7, but 2 runs scored and 4 walks for Owusu-Asidu since June the 7th. So be more patient at the plate. Starting to pay off for Avery. 3-1 the pitch coming from Gross. Fastball just in there for a called strike. Count fills up at 3-2. Owusu-Asidu, 20 years old, with 2 homers and 14 RBIs on the season, trying to get his batting average back over 200. And he's hit a little bit better at home for the Threshers with a home run in the last series. Payoff pitch. Hits on the ground, back up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Lombard, but it gets past him and rolls into center field. Owusu-Asidu thought about heading to second, but he'll stay at first on what should be a hit and an error. Maybe just an error, we will see. Threshers already with 1 error. As we'll see how this is ruled. For the Threshers. So, Owusu-Asidu now on first with what is now ruled a single. And first pitch in for a called strike to Diego Gonzalez, who has hits in each of his last 2 games for the Threshers. A 1. High chopper foul down the third base line. It's 0-2 as the slider from Gross goes into foul territory. So Avery Owusu-Asidu back to first. He hasn't tried to steal a base in a while, but he is 9-for-11 in stolen bases so far this season after recording 20 in his junior and final season at Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville, a program record since they hit Division I. 0-2 cut on a miss by Gonzalez, and Josh Gross with his 5th strikeout of the game to get a first out in the third inning. Threshers have gotten the leadoff man on in the past 2 innings, but have failed to move a runner past second base, where Kutowski started on his double. Now they have Avery Owusu-Asidu on first, and Devin Saltaban up representing the tying run. Pickoff attempt at first, not in time. Owusu-Asidu sliding in ahead of the tag by Kobe Morales over at first base. So Devin Saltaban 0-for-1 today with a home run last series as a triple against Bradenton. First pitch misses for a ball and no throw to second as Owusu-Asidu got a fantastic jump. And he gets his 10th stolen base of the season on ball one to Devin Saltaban. 10 steals and 12 attempts now for Avery. And now the man on first in the tying run at home have the same amount of stolen bases this season. No chance, even if Frick had handled that baseball. He had no shot at getting Owusu-Asidu at second base. Great running by Avery. 1-0 now to Saltaban. Inside on the slider, it's 2-0. Saltaban 0-for-4 in his last 2 games each for the Threshers, so he is due to turn things around as he faces a 2-0 count with one out in the bottom third. The pitch sliced high and foul. It's 2-1. Saltaban's a guy who has played almost entirely at second base, I think entirely at second base this season. But he could be shifted over to play some shortstop. He played 5 games at short in the Complex League after the Phillies drafted him in the 3rd round of last year's draft. He's played only second for the Threshers as the 2-1 pitch is upstairs but called a strike, 2-2. Good frame job there by Tomas Frick to keep the count even at 2-2. Owusu Asidu on second. Time run at the plate with one out and a 2-0 deficit for the Threshers in the bottom of the second inning, or the third inning, excuse me. 2-2 to Saltamont. Fouled back. Good defensive swing on the changeup inside. Bit of a jam shot, but it sent foul, so the at-bat can continue for the Threshers' second baseman. And it's catcher's interference that moved Saltamont over to first base. So now the tying run is on first base, and the go-ahead run, Jordan Viers, is coming off of maybe the most productive series by a Thresher this season. One of two Threshers to win Player of the Week in the Florida State League. Viers went 9-for-18 with 4 homers and 11 RBIs, including a 3-homer, 9 RBA game in a 15-5 win over Lakeland 2 weeks ago. First pitch to Viers, sliced high and foul. It's 0-1. Last week, though, Viers 3-for-15 in 4 games against Bradenton. Now leads the Threshers with 7 homers, and he's driven in 25 runs. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Saltabon on first, Owusu Asidu on second. So with that speed, a double play certainly possible. A double steal. Certainly possible. One out in the bottom third. Gross steals. Fastball up and in. And it's 1-2 to Jordan Viers. He grounded out to first his last at bat. And the 20-year-old Viers hitting 264 on the season after grounding out in that first inning. 508 slugging for Viers. 7 homers and 25 RBIs. 1-2. 1 out in the third. The pitch. Viers grounds one foul, and the count will stay at 1-2. So he's starting to zero in. That was a changeup at 90 from Gross that Viers was able to flick foul. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. 2 on for the Threshers as they trail by 2. Gross, the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt of Frick, and that is strike 3 as Gross has his 6th K of the day in second of the inning. 2 gone, and Keaton Anthony coming up to the plate, and there was no better hitter for the Threshers last week than Keaton Anthony. He had 9-for-20, just a hair under 500 for the 22-year-old. 2 homers, 5 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and 2 walks. Anthony on a 6-game hit streak for the Threshers. First pitch, fastball inside corner for a called strike 1. Anthony the DH tonight with Katowski getting a turn at first. He represents the go-ahead run as both his career homers were hit in Lee Com Park, and he looks for his first here at Bay Camp. 0-1 the count, 2 on. Saltabon on first, Owusu Asidu on second. Fastball up and outside, it's 1-1. Anthony, though, struck out on 3 pitches in the first inning. Though he tends to start off a bit slow, and in the middle innings is when he really starts to pick things up. Hopefully he starts it off a little bit early, hitting 325 here with 2 outs in the third. Fouls back a slider, and it's 1-2. And the Threshers have the leadoff man on in the second. The next 3 were out. Aside from a catcher's interference, that's looking to be just about the same here as Anthony tries to get out of a 1-2 count here. Trying to start a rally for Clearwater with 2 of their best runners aboard. Saltabon on first, Owusu Asidu on second. 1-2. Anthony hits a rope into right field. Going back and making the catch is Willie Montero. Great job by Montero to make a run to that baseball. Well hit by Anthony, but not well enough as the Tarpons beat the Threshers to the line. But Clearwater gets another hit. They strand 2. As we head to the top of the fourth inning with the Threshers trailing 2-0.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate our nation's independence at BayCare Ballpark. Join us for some Star-Spangled Baseball fun on Saturday, June 29th and Wednesday, July 3rd. Fireworks after each game presented by Budweiser. Threshers in need of some fireworks in the next inning. Right now they're hoping to keep things quiet in the top of the fourth inning as Willie Montero started off with a foul ball, 0-1. Next pitch, and on the ground towards first, sliding stop by Katowski. Underhand throw to first. Stewart steps on the bag just before the runner and sneakily gets the first out of the frame despite protests from Hans Montero. That play was just into a tough part of the infield, and Dakota Katowski, using every inch of his 6'5" frame to make this play, gets the ball to first just in time for Stewart, who gets the first out of the fourth inning ahead of Willie Montero by half a step. So one gone in the fourth, Kobe Morales to the plate. He takes the first pitch, a called strike on the change from Stewart. It's 0-1. Morales grounded out to second to end the second, and now he started off with a changeup low, and it's 1-1. He'll be followed by Tomas Frick, who scored the first run of the game for Tampa. They put up two in the third to make it 2-0. 1-1. Breaking ball, just missing outside. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Threshers with two hits to Tampa's one, but trailing 2-0. Morales, a hefty hack, and misses the fastball. It's 2-2. Some red sky poking out of the clouds, and as the old saying goes, red sky at night, sailor's delight, which means you should probably get your tickets already to come to tomorrow's game on Wednesday. You can get them at threshersbaseball.com. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the top fourth. Stewart winds, kicks, and fires home. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike three. Casey Stewart bringing the heat for his third K of the day. Fifth K of the day. I can't count. And second out of the inning. Beautiful heater for Casey Stewart on the outer half of the plate for the second out. Two down for number two, Tomas Frick. Takes a slider 0-1. I got to tell you, it takes a lot of guts to wear the number two at a Yankees farm team. Even now, with the legacy of Derek Jeter still looming so large over the Yankees, as the fastball hits below the knees, 1-1. Frick, though, hit in the helmet by a pitch in the third and ended up coming around to score on what was corrected to an error for Rodrick Arias, who hit a ball to first. Error made by Katowski that allowed Frick to score. 2-1 the count as the fastball misses outside Tomas Frick. The pitch, swing and a miss behind the slider. Count evens at 2-2. Stewart, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, hard grounder right at Pauaka Grego at third. Shuffle towards first. High throw, gloved by Katowski. Easy play, and a 1-2-3 fourth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. Another strikeout for Stewart brings his up to five, and the Threshers keep the deficit at 2-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com. Then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Yep. One of the best local bands returns to Clearwater when the Black Honkies Band performs at Bay Care Ballpark on June 28th. Stay after the game on June 28th for some great live music. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Two nothing is the lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the fourth inning with the heart of the Threshers order coming to the plate. Dakota Katowski, who led off the second inning with a double, leading off the fourth for the Threshers against Josh Gross. First pitch, fastball popped foul, 0-1. Katowski, after that double, has now extended his on-base streak to a personal best 14 games. Two of his eight doubles in his last 47 at-bats, where he has had recorded 15 hits, two homers, and eight RBI. Swing and a miss on the sinker, and it's 2-0-2. Katowski had a five-game hit streak towards the beginning of his on-base streak in the beginning of May. And now he faces an 0-2. Ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded by Lombard. Takes a stop at second. Fires to first in time for the first down as Morales makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So a ground out for Katowski to bring up Nico Pouakagrego. Strikeout in his first at-bat, and he has had a stretch of good games every so often for the Threshers, but a difficult series at the end of St. Lucie when he lost his hit streak towards the beginning of the series. He had an eight-game hit streak and 13-game on-base streak going through most of May and the last week of April. And the first pitch to Pouakagrego is a slider outside for ball number one. He's hitting .268 on this season after going 1-for-11 in three games against Bradenton. Now trying to start a rally in the bottom of the fourth inning with the Threshers trailing by two. Swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs by Nico Pouakagrego, and it's 1-1. Still owns the longest hit streak by a Thresher. Went eight straight games with a hit from May the 5th to May 24th. As he's now down in the count 1-2, so we'll take a timeout. And we could see Pouakagrego play some shortstop. We've seen him play mostly at third base, a couple times at second when he has gone in the infield for the Threshers. Now facing a 1-2 count with one out in the fourth. Gross deals. Fastball fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. Threshers were able to get to Gross last time, but he has switched into a different gear tonight. 3 1/3 innings pitch, 62 pitches, 41 for strikes. 6 strikeouts so far through 3 1/3 from Gross. Now the pitch. Foul tip off the dirt. Nope, it's caught. And that's strike 3. 7 strikeouts for Gross. 2 down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers hitting woes seem to have followed them from Bradenton. They're looking to right the ship here with Raylan Heredia. He flying out to right on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. Went 1-for-16. in four games against the Marauders. He hits a hard line drive out to right field, but right at Willie Montero, who makes the catch and ends the fourth inning. So the Threshers down in order in the fourth, still trailing 2-0 as we head into the fifth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
What better way to celebrate Christmas in July than with a unique Threshers snow globe? On Friday, July 19th, make sure to get here early and grab one for yourself. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. And you know an air conditioning company can keep the snow from that snow globe in perfect working order. And Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration does the best job with that. 2-0 lead for the Tarpons as Jose Pena now in for the Threshers to replace Casey Stewart. And the first pitch from Pena, fastball that misses inside to Dowry Urias. He got the first extra base hit of the game for the Tarpons and scored the second of their two runs in the third. 0-1 to Urias. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Three innings of work for Casey Stewart, who's currently in line for the loss. Two runs, one earned on one hit, three walks and three strikeouts for Stewart. Pena with an 0-2 to Urias. Tap foul, and the count goes to 0-2 still. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Tarpons bringing up Dowry Urias, Lombard, and Roderick Urias to the plate here in the top of the fifth. 0-2 pitch. High fly ball out to left field. The third baseman, Palanca Grego, sprinting towards it, but it's Fires who makes the catch on the run for the first out in the fifth inning. So Pena stays in the strike zone against Dowry Urias for the first out in the inning, and he has been a strikeout machine out of the Threshers' bullpen. Aside from Mavis Graves, Pena has the most amount of strikeouts for a reliever by a Thresher, striking out 5 and 6 on two separate occasions. Graves, of course, struck out 10 against Daytona about a month ago here at Bay Care Ballpark. First pitch to Lombard is a slider low. It's a 1-0 count from Jose Pena. Lombard, happy to see a different pitcher, struck out against Tucker on three pitches, then against Stewart on three pitches. We'll see what Pena can do with one gone in the fifth. 1-0. Fastball low, and it's 2-0. Four-pitch mix for Jose Pena, sixth-rounder out of Tampa Prep in 2021. And Pena, fastball thrower. Peter gets up to 95, splitter, curve, and a slider, which he likens to a combination of a slider and a cutter. 3-0 the count now as the fastball bops out of the glove of Hediger. Three balls, no strikes to George Lombard Jr. P Pena 4-0 this season, 4.15 ERA, and he threw two scoreless outings in the month of June. Lombard with a strikeout to right center field. On the run is Owusu Asiedu. He makes a great catch in right center field. Lombard got the green light on 3-0, and Avery Owusu Asiedu gave him the red light. No fly zone out in right center field, and Avery Owusu Asiedu just tracks down everything. That ball looked like it was destined for extra bases, but Owusu Asiedu made that look like a routine flyout as he runs to the wall in right center field, securing the second out in his glove. So two gone for Rodrick Urías, highest-ranked player on the Yankees roster, according to MLB.com. Four homers, 32 RBIs for the infielder this season. First pitch grounded to first, just under the glove of Katowski into right field, and that should be his second error on the ballgame, both coming off the bat of Urías, and it is another E3. An E3 led to the first run in the third inning for the Tarpons, and now it extends the fifth inning on one that Dakota Katowski certainly wishes he could have back. Ball just bounced right under his glove, and even Katowski upset with how that shook out. So a bonus runner on first for the Tarpons, two-way for Dylan Hasso. Now the pitch. Fastball just inside, and it's a 1-0 count, 93 on the heat from Jose Pena. Rodrick Urías already has a stolen base today. On the season, he has 15 for the Tarpons in 21 attempts. Fastball low would have been an out, but the ball bounced out of Saltaban's glove. It's a 2-0 count now to Dylan Hasso as Urías gets his second steal of the day and 16th of the season. As we take another look, that throw delivered to Saltaban well on time, but he couldn't complete the catch. And Urías is able to keep this inning alive, staying on second base. 2-0 the count to Hasso, who is 0-for-1 with a walk in the last inning. 2-0 pitch, and the slider in for a called strike. It's 2-1. Hasso on the year, 250 hitter with six homers and 31 RBIs, 31 ribbies, now fifth in the Florida State League after an earlier RBI. 2-1. As Pena looks over at second, glances home, the 2-1. Hammered on a line out to center field. Owusu Asiedu picking up speed, diving. He comes up with a baseball. Unbelievable catch by Owusu Asiedu, and that one may very well have kept the Threshers in the ballgame. Two great flyouts by Owusu Asiedu, and a play of the year candidate on this diving catch right here that ends the fifth inning. After the error, Avery Owusu Asiedu flashes the leather as the Threshers leave a run stranded on an error in the fifth inning. We're halfway home. Owusu Asiedu will bat second in the bottom of the fifth with the Tarpons leading the Threshers 2-0.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
I see you directly. Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Sorry, I need to be more focused. Just for $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at Bay Care Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. BigCareBallpark.com. Caden Hediger swings at a slider. I think he got a piece of it because the slider ended up the backstop. Josh Gross starts off the fifth with an 0-1 count. 65 pitches so far with 45 over strikes through the first four innings and change. 7 Ks for Gross. And if the score holds after this bottom of the fifth, he'll be in line for the victory. Fastball zips into the inside corner. 0-2 count to Hediger, who struck out in the second inning in his first at bat, trying to increase his on-base streak to 15 games. Nothing to two count to Caden. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons, and the pitch to Hediger. Change up low and away. It's 1-2. So Hediger, Owusu-Asidu, and Gonzalez to start off the fifth for the Threshers as they try and erase this 2-0 deficit after two difficult losses to end the series in Bradenton. Hediger with a liner, base hit into left center field. He takes a sharp turn around first, but will pull back with a leadoff single. Third hit of the day for the Threshers, and Hediger has now reached in 15 consecutive games, tied for the longest Threshers streak by a catcher so far this season, and a good piece of hitting here for Caden Hediger. As we take another look at Avery Owusu-Asidu's great catches in that last inning, and another slow-mo angle of that diving catch to end the inning for Owusu-Asidu. He had a single and a steal in the third inning, and he starts off the fifth 1-0, representing the tying run. He had a go-ahead home run a couple series ago here at BayCare Ballpark, and we can see if he can get a tying one here. Swing and a foul tip. Slider rolled back to the backstop. It's 1-1. After Owusu-Asidu extended his on-base streak to 4 games in his last at-bat, Hediger leads off the fifth with a single, his 9th hit in his last 15 games, and his 15-game on-base streak is now continued. 1-1 to Owusu-Asidu, and the pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 1-2. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons. One hit and one error for Tampa. No runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for the Threshers as Gross steps off. Owusu-Asidu steps out for a second as he comes back into the batter's box. 1-2, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Short leadoff first from Hediger. Now Gross steals. Swing and a miss, and Owusu-Asidu behind the fastball. He's down on strikes. 8th punch out for Gross today. 1 gone in the fifth. Now the honor of tying run is transferred to Diego Gonzalez. Recent addition from the Florida Complex League, who was 1-for-3 with a walk in his last game Saturday against Bradenton. 2-for-7 in 2 games against the Marauders. First pitch to Gonzalez. Corkscrews a pop-up foul down the first base line. It reaches the seats for an 0-1 count. Gonzalez hitting a total of 188 for the Threshers this season. He's 21 years old now, had a birthday over the weekend, day before he was brought to the Threshers, actually. 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe. It's 0-2. So Gonzalez recently turned 21, now facing an 0-2 count. Playing here at BayCare Ballpark for the first time since April 23rd against Bradenton. One out, one on. Tying run at the plate in a 2-0 deficit by the Threshers. 0-2, high fly ball out to right center field. Castillo comes in, calls off the right fielder Montero to make the grab for the second out in the fifth. And now the lineup card turns over for Clearwater. 2 gone and Devin Saltabon trying to move the runner around with Caden Hediger remaining on first after the leadoff. Threshers still without a hit with a man on board. The only time they have had another base runner with a man on was Saltabon reaching on a catcher's interference in his last at bat. So he is technically 0 for 2. First pitch to Devin, fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. Saltabon has plenty of power though. 6 home runs, 26 RBIs, team leader in ribbies now, and second to Jordan Viers in home runs. Viers is on deck. 1-0 now to Saltabon. Hediger is complacent at first, but he's got a nice lead. Slider skips off the dirt into the glove of Tomas Frick, and it's 2-0 to Saltaban now. 19-year-old transitioned to an infielder after being picked 98th overall by the Philadelphia Phillies. 2-0 the count to Saltaban now, the pitch. Fastball, center cut, it's 2-1 as Saltaban takes a look at the 95-mile-an-hour heater by Gross. Thresher's bullpen is clear. Tampa's is surprisingly as well, with Gross already pushing 80 pitches. He's at 78 with 55 over for strikes. 2-1 to Saltaban. Runner goes for second, but Hediger will come back to first as a foul ball rolls off the netting and out of play. Two balls and two strikes now to Devin Saltaban. So Hediger, we'll see if he heads to second again. He's got a sizable lead off of first with a 2-2 count to Saltaban, two outs in the fifth. Hediger goes again. Saltaban grounds one toward short. Sprinting in is the shortstop Arias. He sends to first, beats Saltaban by his step, and that'll end the fifth inning. Threshers still without a run as we head to the sixth inning, despite stranding runners in three of the last four innings with hits in three of the last four innings. So no runs, a hit, no errors, one man left. And we head to the sixth, Threshers trailing 2-0.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. I'm at the Tiki Bar, well, sometimes. That's usually when I go home and take my nap. But I'm there sometimes, so that should be enough reason to go there as much as possible. Tiki Bar is also just a great place. Our fantastic bar staff will give you the best of treatment and make you feel like a VIP. So Tiki Bar, always a fun place to go during and after Threshers games. Threshers, though, not having the most fun today. They trail 2-0 despite out-hitting the Tarpons by a margin of 3-1 as Castillo fouls off a fastball to make it an 0-1 count. He has walked twice in his previous two at-bats. No runs scored in a 2-0 lead for the Tarpons. Jose Pena back out for the sixth inning. He's been lengthened more and more in his relief appearances for the Threshers. 0-1, the slider misses low and inside. The count's now 1-1. Pena, two shutout innings and a win on the seventh against Bradenton. Two shutout innings and five strikeouts against the Flying Tigers on June the 1st. So he has been lights out the month of June. As the slider misses inside to make it 2-1 to Castillo. He'll be followed by the Monteros. Hans, no relation to Willie. The next two in the sixth after this at bat with Castillo. 2-1 the count to Jackson. Fastball low, it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Pena trying to settle down here, and the pitch, fastball inside corner, and it's a called strike two. Third time in a row that Castillo has reached a full count. He fouled off a two-strike pitch in the third and walked on the sixth pitch of the at-bat in the second. Pitch number six of inning number six is locked and loaded. Payoff coming from Pena. Fastball called, strike three. 97 on the gun from Jose Pena, and he torches that fastball letter high on Castillo for his first out of the inning and first strikeout of the game. Hard to see a better place fastball than that. High at the letters, right on the inside corner. Beautiful pitch for the K by Jose Pena. Now Hans Montero up to the plate. Righty on righty matchup as Hans is 0 for 2 with a K on the day. Slider takes for a ball outside, 1-0 the count to the designated hitter of the Tampa Tarpons. 2-0 the lead, both runs in the top of the third for the Tarpons. One of them was earned. He hits a fly ball right out to Usuwasidu in center field. He drifts back to make the catch, second out on the can of corn in the sixth inning. So two away now for Willie Montero. No relation to Hans, who just flied out to center. Montero, fielder's choice and a ground out, so in a way, two ground outs, but he's 0 for 2, however you see it. Grounded out to Gutowski at first to lead off the fourth inning. Up against Pena for the first time. He awaits on the first pitch, swings, and it's a high fly ball out to right field. Heredia going back. He's not going to get there. Two hops, and it hits the wall. Heredia fires the throw in, passes the cutoff man, but Gutowski on the backup saves a triple from Willie Montero, who's on second with a two-out double. A hit and an error for the No errors, just a two-out double for Montero. Gutowski in the right place to secure the ball on the backup as Kobe Morales comes up the plate with two outs. He is 0 for 2 as well, ground out to second in the second, and struck out looking back in the fourth. So he's 0 for 2, two outs and a man on second as Pena fires home. Fastball right back into the netting, and if not, I was going to have to be ready because that looked like it was going to be headed for the window of this broadcast booth. 0-1 is the count to Morales with two outs in the sixth. First baseman and corner outfielder for the Tarpons is he, as Pena scans and deals. Rifles a fastball foul ball. It's 0-2. So nothing into the count. Pena trying for an expedient end to this sixth after a first pitch double to Willie Montero. That was just the second hit of the day for the Tarpons. Both have been two baggers. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that is a drop third strike. Hediger firing to first, and that will do it for the second out. And sorry, the third and final out of the sixth inning. Second K of the inning for Pena. He has 40 on the season. And despite a two-out double, no runs, no errors, and one man stranded. Bottom of the sixth coming up next. Threshers looking for their first couple runs of the game. They trail 2-0. Josh Gross will come out for the sixth inning.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com and take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Jordan Fires trying to get the Threshers back in this ballgame. They trail 2-0. Fires is 0-2 when he starts off the six, swinging and missing. And it's an 0-1 count. Josh Gross remaining on the mound for the Tarpons despite throwing his 80th pitch on the flyout that ended the fourth inning. As a changeup drops below the zone, 1-1 is the count now to Jordan Fires. Threshers trail 2-0, two hits and an error for the Tarpons, three hits and two errors for the Threshers. Fires, Anthony, and Katowski up in the sixth to try and change that. The count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing upstairs. It's 2-1. Fires a ground out to first and a strikeout in his first two at-bats today, but he tends to come alive when the game is on the line. He's had a number of clutch hits for the Threshers this season. 2-1, high fly ball out to shallow right field. Lombard is there, makes the catch in front of the right fielder, Willie Montero, for the first out in the sixth innings as Fires has been retired for the third time. Fires got underneath that one, but didn't get enough barrel on the baseball as he gets the first out on a pop-up to bring up Keaton Anthony. Anthony on a six-game hit streak, but he's 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a flyout. And his second or third at-bat over his last series was his most successful in Bradenton as he takes a fastball high and tight for a 1-1 count. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons. The Threshers with two singles and a double. Tarpons with two doubles and only one earned run so far. 1-0. Curveball low. It's 2-0. Anthony, a 12-game on-base streak, 6-game hit streak. He's 9 for his last 23 and 18 for his last 46. 2-0. Fastball low. It's 3-0, and that might help the on-base streak. See if he gets the green light on the 3-0 pitch from Gross here as right-handed action is now alive in both bullpens out in left field. 3-0 now to Anthony. Fastball inside, and the on-base streak continues for Keaton as a four-pitch walk puts the first runner on in the sixth and makes Dakota Katowski the tying run with one out. 13 straight games reaching for Keaton Anthony. He has walked seven times since May the 17th when his on-base streak began. Anthony, three steals and four attempts this season. He's on first. Katowski takes a look at a slider for a called strike, 0-1. He grounded out to second in the fourth, led off the second inning with a double, and this is the first time Katowski is not leading off an inning in which he is hit today. 0-1 the count to Katowski. He has five career homers with the Threshers as he swings and misses on a slider to make it 0-2. All of those home runs have come away from BayCare Ballpark. Three this year, one in Bradenton, two in St. Lucie. And now he faces the 0-2 count. Gross steps off as time is called. And now Katowski back in. 90 pitches already for Josh Gross. 0-2 now to Katowski with one out in the sixth. The pitch, fastball well upstairs. High level on the 6-5 Katowski. And the count's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Man on first for the Threshers. Anthony's off for second. Katowski hits a chopper foul down the third base line. And the count remains 0-2 as Anthony will head back to first base. So with the Threshers a little more desperate for runs now, trailing by a game in first place in the West Division and trailing 2-0 in the sixth inning here. Anthony, who isn't always sent, was already sent on that last play to second. Now it's a 1-2-2 Katowski as he stays alive, fouling back a changeup. off a little nubber on the end of his bat. It's still 1-2. So Anthony stayed put on that foul ball. We'll see if he goes as the 1-2 is ready to begin again for Katowski. One ball, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike three. Second out of the inning. And for Gross, that's his ninth of the night. Threshers fans don't like it. There are two gone for Nico Pouakagrega. As once again, the Threshers have the tying run on. Anthony's on first. Two gone in the sixth for Pouakagrega, who has a pair of strikeouts today. But up those foul lines, there is some space for the lefty as the fastball misses outside to make it 1-0. So Tarpin's trying to extend Gross here in the sixth inning. 2-0 lead still for Tampa as the Threshers have failed to put a runner past second base. 0-1, popped up high foul and over the press box. It's 1-1. OCL Rodriguez is in the bullpen for Tampa. And a right-hander's up for the Threshers as well. 1-1 to Pouakagrega, cut on missed on the slider. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Man on first as Pouakagrega, who homered here during the last series against Lakeland, is the tying run if he hits another long ball. 1-2. Bouncing breaking ball gets away from the catcher. Anthony's able to walk to second base on the wild pitch, and it's a 2-2 now to Nico Pouakagrega. First wild pitch by Tarpin's pitching. As Pouakagrega takes some time to adjust his batting gloves as the catcher Tomas Frick, back to the home plate backstop after the mound visit. Two balls, two strikes, two outs as Pouakagrega stepping back into the box on the left side of the plate. Two balls, two strikes, man on second with two outs here in the sixth. A single would likely score Anthony. 10 seconds of the pitch clock as Gross deals, line drive, foul, and the count stays 2-2. That's the kind of swing the Threshers are looking for from Pouakagrega. But just a little bit early on the fastball as Gross is now one pitch away from 100. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Anthony increases his lead off of second. 2-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom six. The 2-2. Tap foul, and the count stays 2-2 to Nico Pouakagrega. New Zealand native, but he lived in Melbourne for the last couple years of his childhood. Almost signed with the Melbourne Aces, but once the Phillies picked him up, he felt it made the most sense to go play for Adelaide with some of his future teammates in the Phillies organization. Now the 2-2. That will tip into the glove of Frick, and that is strike three. Make that 10 punch outs in six innings for Josh Gross as he ends the sixth with his second K of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left, and we're through six inning here in Clearwater. Threshers trail 2-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday night. Home game here at Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 first pitch with the Moe's Taco Cart set up in left field every Thursday home game at Baycare Ballpark. Ethan Chenault, the new pitcher for the Threshers, after two shutout innings from Jose Pena, one hit, two Ks, and that's it. Six consecutive innings without a run allowed from Jose Pena over three back-to-back-to-back two-inning outings for the Threshers reliever. 1-0 the count to Tomas Frick to start off the seventh inning. 2-0 lead for the Tarpons as Frick almost beamed in the helmet again by accident as the curveball gets away from Chenault, 2-0. Curve, sinker, fastball, and a changeup for Chenault, who can hit up to 96 with that fastball, making his 14th relief appearance of the season. 2-0 pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 2-1. Chenault on the year, 1-2 record with a 5.51 ERA and 17 walks, 19 strikeouts in 16 and a third innings of work. Now the 2-1. Curveball. I thought that was going to be strike two, but instead it's ball three. 3-1 the count to Tomas Frick. He is 0-1, hit by a pitch and scored in the third and grounded out to third in the fourth. 3-1 from Chenault. Fastball in for a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes full. Chenault got his first career save against the Marauders on June 7th, winning inning and a third of scoreless, hitless ball with a walk and a K. Payoff pitch inside, but that just missed, and it's ball four to start off the seventh inning with a leadoff walk. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons. They have been walked now four times after the free pass starts off the seventh inning. And there's Dowry Arias coming up to the plate without an out so far in the top of the seventh. He'll be followed by George Lombard Jr. and Roderick Arias with a 2-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the seventh. Threshers, three hits so far. They have allowed four walks and two hits, and they have been walked once. So we're about even on base runners, but the Threshers have yet to capitalize. 1-0 to Dowry Arias with Frick leading off first. 1-0 pitch, fouled back. It's 1-1 as the sinker is helped to the backstop by the swinging bat of Dowry Arias. He had a double and a run in the third. First hit of the game, actually, for the Bradenton Marauders. For the Tampa Tarpons. I'm still on last week time, apparently. 1-1, breaking ball smothered in the dirt by Hediger, and it's 2-1. New baseball for Chenault as the curveball goes awry. Man on first is Tomas Frick. He is not a stealing threat, is the catcher. Yet to even attempt a steal in his first year in the pros, which is this season with the Tarpons. Spinning away from a fastball is Arias. It's a 3-1 count now as Arias is 1-for-2 today. Chenault already walked one batter and maybe going with a shorter leash as the Threshers have a couple of pitchers on the mound in the left field bullpen. Sinker low, and that's ball four. Back-to-back walks to start off the seventh inning for Ethan Chenault. Now Frick is on second and Arias is on first, as the lineup card flips over for the Threshers. Gustavo Armas comes out of the Threshers dugout. He'll head to the mound to talk to Ethan Chenault as we look at the Major League scoreboard. Of course, the Phillies are winning. 4-1 lead over the Boston Red Sox in the top of the ninth at Fenway with David Dahl up to the plate. And a man on first. Top of the 10th inning in Detroit. Nationals and Tigers tied at 4. Cubs lead the Rays at the Trop 2-1. But the Rays have a man on second and one out in the bottom of the ninth inning with Jose Siri playing against his former Astros teammate Hector Neris. 3-2 lead for the Guardians in Cincinnati over the Reds through 7 innings. And Josh Naylor coming up to lead off the 8th for Cleveland. Mets trail 3-2 to the Marlins in the bottom of the 7th inning. Pirates and Cardinals scoreless in St. Louis with Paul Skeens going through 6 innings and allowing 4 hits in a shutout so far in a scoreless ballgame. In Minnesota, Rockies lead the Twins 4-0 in the top 7. First pitch to Lombard's a fastball just inside, 1-0 the count, as Lombard 0-3 on the day. Yankees and Royals, a 6-0 lead for the Yankees currently in Kansas City, with Juan Soto returning from a brief injury stint and Aaron Judge taking the night off. 1-0, high fly ball out to right field. Heredia drifting towards the foul line, speeds up his run, makes the catch, and the runner tags for third. A bullet and a throw, and Pauaka Grego comes out of nowhere to make the tag. Raylan Heredia with an absolute cannon to get the double play over at third base. Tomas Frick caught tagging. Arias tagged successfully from the play, and this looked routine. Seemed like Frick had it easily, but Raylan Heredia with a missile. And look how much space there is. Frick was well out. What a bullet of a throw from Raylan Heredia on the double play. It goes 9-5. 4-2 outs in the 7th inning. Dowry Arias on second. Roderick Arias at the plate taking a called strike one. Rest of the MLB scoreboard. Blue Jays lead the Brewers 1-0 in Milwaukee. And one final, Orioles blank the Braves 4-0 in Baltimore. Swing and a miss by Roderick Arias, and it's 0-2. Five games yet to start. Four on the cusp of beginning. Angels, Diamondbacks, Padres, A's, White Sox, Mariners, and Astros, Giants all to begin by 9:30. And at 10 o'clock, the late game, the Rangers and Dodgers go head-to-head at Chavez Ravine. Dane Dunning versus James Paxton in the 10 o'clock game as the slider misses inside for ball number one to Roderick Arias. We'll have more scoreboard updates on the rest of the night as Chenault back in with a 1-2 count to Arias. Dowry Arias on second base with two gone. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike three, and Roderick knew it. Nasty bender on the outside corner for Chenault, and he walked the first two batters, but then a double play and a strikeout get a swift end to the top of the 7th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left aboard as Ethan Chenault gets the punch out to finish off the 7th and take us into the stretch.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks also can park for free on Wednesday games. Register now at threshersbaseball.com. It's a hard cap at 55, folks. I've tried to register for Silver Sharks, but fortunately, I'm not old enough yet. Bottom of the seventh inning, we're all stretched out. Threshers hoping to take away some edge on this deficit as Raylan Heredia takes a sinker for a called strike from the new pitcher, Ociel Rodriguez, replacing Josh Gross after six shutout innings and 10 strikeouts. Excuse me. Heredia hits a high fly ball out to left field. Dario Rios comes under it, calls up Castillo, who makes the final call and the catch for the first out. So Heredia, quick trigger. Three swings within the first two pitches of an at-bat, all flyouts for Raylan Heredia, but he has made his impact defensively for sure. One gone for Caden Hediger, who singled in the fifth inning. Another leadoff batter that stayed on their base as the Threshers still have yet to put a runner past second as they trail 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hediger one for two, though, as he has his on-base streak at 15 games. Holds up a swing on the low fastball. It's 1-0. Appeal to the base's umpire. Changes it to a strike. 0-1 the count to Caden on the 95-mile-an-hour heater from Ociel Rodriguez, who has appeared against the Threshers once before so far this season. Breaking ball low, and it's a 1-1 count. Hediger taking the changeup that misses the zone. Rodriguez in his second appearance against the Threshers, 6.75 ERA with two runs, one earned in an inning and a third. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 1-2 now to Caden Hediger as Rodriguez struck out one Thresher in an inning and a third of work. One ball, two strikes to Hediger now, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's 2-2. Hediger, 12 RBIs and one home run this season. He added hit his home run hitting lefty against the Marauders back in the first series of the season. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Curveball missing up and away. It's a 3-2 count now to Hediger. Threshers do have two catchers on the bench and a couple of good, of speedy pinch runners, including Bryson Ware and A.J. Shaver on the team's bench. Payoff pitch, Hediger out in front of the changeup, swing and a miss. 11th strikeout of the game by Tarpon's pitching. First from Rodriguez as Hediger is down for out number two. Two gone for Avery Owusu-Asidu, who is one for two today. And he'll get a big time righty shift. Owusu-Asidu single and a steal in the third inning. But the Threshers need a bit more than that as they trail by two with time running out here in the seventh. Cut fastball in for a called strike. 0-1 on Avery, who is one for two today with two outs in the seventh inning and a 0-1 count on him. Pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-1. Threshers with three hits. Their last hit was the Hediger single in the fifth inning. Now the 1-1 to Owusu-Asidu. Loops a fastball foul. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the seventh. Threshers were shut out on Saturday and hoping to avoid the same fate tonight. 1-2. In the dirt on the changeup, it's 2-2. 8-0 loss for Clearwater on Saturday. 10-2 loss for Clearwater on Sunday. And now they're trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh, which might not be a blowout, but it's equally as tough for these players. Swing and a miss, and a changeup by Owusu-Asidu as a 1-2-3 inning for Ociel Rodriguez starts off his night out of the pen. Threshers down in order in the seventh. We head to the eighth. Clearwater trails 2-0.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. Our next Beach Dogs night is June 28th versus the Bradenton Marauders. Threshersbaseball.com for your tickets. Ethan Chenault starts off the eighth inning with a curveball called strike to Dylan Hasso, who leads off the heart of the Tarpons order as they lead 2-0. In the top of the eighth inning. 0-1 to Hasso. Chenault from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber deals. Liner just past the diving glove of Gonzalez into left field for a base hit. And a leadoff knock starts off Hasso with his first hit of the game and the third of the night for the Tarpons. And it's another game where the Threshers pitching has been solid, but just the bats have not come alive for Clearwater. That's the first Tarpons hit that didn't go for extra bases. Leadoff single by Dylan Hasso. They had a double from Willie Montero and Dowry Urias in the sixth and third. First pitch gets behind the catcher Hediger, rolls all the way to first, and by the time Katowski picks it up, the wild pitch has sent Hasso to second base. It's a 1-0 count to Jackson Castillo, who has gone to a full count in each of his three at-bats so far today. Walked twice and struck out once. So 1-0 count to Castillo. Here in the top of the eighth with a man already on second. Tarpons looking to stretch out their lead. And Chenault trying to keep them at bay as the Threshers already trailing by two in the top of the eighth. 1-0. Ground ball to second, right to Devin Saltabon. Picks it up on a pair of hops, sends to first in time. Hasso to third on the ground out, but there's one out in the eighth inning. And Castillo is retired for the second time. So now the infield will move in for the Clearwater Threshers as the right-handed hitting Hans Montero will come up to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today, reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Sorry, he's 0 for 3, reached on a fielder's choice in the second, struck out in the third, and flied out to center. Usu Isidu made a nice play in the sixth in his last time up. Swing and a foul tip, and that goes back to Hediger. 0-1 the count from the Tarpons DH. 2-0 lead, three hits apiece, one error for the Tarpons, two for the Threshers. Fastball right down the pipe, it's 0-2 as Chenault not messing around in a tough spot with a man on third and one out. Needs something low on the infield, but trying to keep fly balls out of the picture from Montero. Fastball in, it gets away from Hediger. He slides to make the throw. Quick throw to Chenault, he can't make the catch. And the wild pitch scores the third run of the game for the Tarpons. So Dylan Hasso moving up on two wild pitches. And a tough break for the Threshers gives the Tarpons an insurance run in the eighth inning. 3-0 now the lead and a 1-2 count to Hans Montero. Two wild pitches in this inning from Ethan Chenault. And now the Tarpons lead extends. 1-2. Another pitch went by the catcher. Now it's 2-2. Three nothing the lead for Tampa. as Hasso scored from third in the wild pitch. The bases are now clear. Chenault fires home. 2-2 inside but missing. 3-2 on the slider, and man, was that one close. Payoff pitch, and that was fouled off. Got off the knob of Montero's bat and bounced into the Tarpons' dugout. So a new baseball coming for Chenault as Montero is back set with a 3-2. Payoff pitch from Chenault. Curveball fouled back, will stay full at 3-2. Chenault sets from the first base side of the rubber. Payoff again. Called strike three. And Montero knew it. Late strike three call from Dylan Reeves. But a strikeout just the same. Two gone as Ethan Chenault gets his second punch out of the game on a curveball. I mean, how can you not call that a strike? Beautiful, beautiful pitch by Ethan Chenault. And there's the second out in the eighth. Already a run across. The base is clear for Willie Montero, who doubled in the sixth and is 1-for-3 on the day. Slider missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Montero as we have reached the two-hour mark in today's game. 3-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the eighth inning. Chenault deals. Fly ball high and foul, 1-1. Hans, three homers, 24 RBIs, and a .223 average on the season. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second, grounded to first in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth inning. 1-1. Fastball inside, it's 2-1. Hard fastball from Chenault. That one hit 94. As the Threshers have a righty going in the bullpen once again. Two balls, one strike, the count to Willie Montero with two outs in the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the slider makes it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch popped up high and foul, and we stay 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs again. Chenault deals. This one hammered deep out to left field. Fires, goes back to the wall, to the bullpen. That ball is gone. Lee solo two-out home run by Willie Montero. The Threshers now down 4-0. And the Tarpons faithful cheering on their team behind the Tampa dugout on the first base side. Threshers fall behind 4-0 with two outs in the top of the eighth. That'll bring up Kobe Morales, who is 0-for-3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. Two gone, two runs already across, and the first pitch fastball misses to Kobe Morales, 1-0. Fastball right down the pipe, it's 1-1. Chenault, seven on the pitch clock. In his stretch, he fires home. 1-1 pitch, hard grounder, base hit into left field. And the offense has really started to pick up for Tampa. Three hits this inning with two runs already coming home. So Kobe Morales extends the eighth inning. And now Tomas Frick comes up to the plate. 0-for-1 on the day. Hit by a pitch, walked, and scored a run. But he grounded out to third in the fourth inning. Two gone and a man on first as Chenault having trouble finding the put-away stuff in the bottom of the top of the eighth inning. Morales goes to second. Pitch misses for a ball. Great throw from Hediger, but it bounces away from Saltaban and rolls to Usuwasidu in center field. Stolen base for Kobe Morales and a 1-0 count to the Tarpons catcher, Tomas Frick, who waits in the batter's box as a new ball is thrown to Ethan Chenault. Five hits now for the Tarpons. They lead it 4-0. Threshers with three hits, but have yet to put a man past second. That's where Kobe Morales stands now after the stolen base. 1-0, fastball outside. It's 2-0. Thirteenth steal of the season for Kobe Morales. He's being held on second by Devin Saltabon. 2-0 is the count to Frick. With two outs in the eighth, a pitch from Chenault. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-0. Righty warm-ups intensify in the Threshers' bullpen. Looks like Drew Garrett is going for Clearwater. 3-0 the pitch. Fastball on the inside part of the plate. It's 3-1 on a called strike as Frick does a straight take on the 3-0. Confirmed it is Drew Garrett loosening up in the Threshers' left field pen, who is likely to go in the top of the ninth, hopefully with some runs behind him as the Tarpons still lead it 4-0. Slider outside, and it's ball number 4 to Tomas Frick, and the last three batters have reached for the Tarpons with two outs in the eighth. Morales stays on second, and Chenault has his third walk of the day, sending Frick to first and likely ending his night with Marty Malloy coming out of the Threshers' bullpen. Entire Clearwater infield into the mound. Marty Malloy walking up to take the ball from Ethan Chenault as he gives him a couple claps, pats him on the behind, and brings Drew Garrett out of the Threshers' bullpen. Inning of two-thirds for Chenault. Two runs are still his responsibility, and he's already allowed two in this inning. 4-0 the lead for the Tarpons. Two outs, a man on first and second in the top of the eighth inning when we come back.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Drew Garrett, the new pitcher for the Threshers. He'll face Dalry Urias, Tarpon's number 9 hitter, with two aboard and two runs already across in the top of the eighth. First pitch fastball misses upstairs to Dalry, and it's 1-0. Walk, double, and a run for Urias. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Runner on first is Tomas Frick. The runner on second is Kobe Morales, both responsibility of Ethan Chenault. Runners dancing around. 1-0 from Garrett. Fastball upstairs. It's 2-0. Two runs allowed by Chenault. Three hits, three walks, two strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds. He can have as little as two and as much as four runs allowed with two aboard for Tampa. Here in the eighth is Garrett, tries to end the frame, but he starts off Dowrio Rios, 2-0. Garrett, the pitch. Fastball. Just missing inside. It's 3-0. Really close pitch that Garrett didn't get. The pitch. Garrett fires home. Fastball. Four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. Morales to third. Frick to second. Dowrio Rios has now walked in back-to-back frames, and the bases are now loaded with Rios on first. And George Lombard, leadoff hitter for the Tarpons, is the eighth batter of the eighth inning for Tampa. Two runs already across, three hits for the Tarpons, and a loaded set of bags with two down. So Rios is responsible, is the responsibility of Drew Garrett. Morales and Frick are responsibility of Ethan Chenault. First pitch, Drew Garrett still can't find the strike zone. Fastball misses for ball number one. And Garrett has been one of the Threshers' most effective relievers so far this season. 1.42 ERA in 19 innings of work, three saves, a 1-1 record, and 13 relief appearances, this being his 14th. 1-0, another pitch misses, and it's 2-0. Six straight balls to start off the night for Drew Garrett. And four of them loaded the bases, and now he's halfway to bringing home another run in a late spot. 2-0 the pitch. Fastball hit on a line of left field, and Byers isn't going to get there. This inning is broken open. Two-run score for Tampa. Sprinting around third base and coming home is Arias. He comes in without a play as the relay throw to second, not in time, as Lombard is on with a bases-clearing double. And it's 7-0 Tarpons. Three RBIs for George Lombard Jr. And the icing on the cake for the Tarpons here. Five runs in the top of the eighth inning. They lead 7-0. And the woes continue for the Clearwater Threshers, as they have had a very tough last three games against the bottom two teams in the Florida State League West. Now Roderick Arias comes up to the plate with two gone and a man on second against Drew Garrett, who completes the line for Ethan Chenault. Four runs allowed by Chenault, three hits, three walks, two strikeouts, and an inning of two-thirds of work. Now Lombard is on second for Roderick Arias, who has reached on an error by Katowski twice. He's 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Threshers in danger of falling a game and a half below the top against Lakeland with eight left to go as both teams look for first-half playoff contention. First pitch to Arias, fastball, foul will tip and into the glove of Hettiger. It's 0-1. Threshers control their own destiny for the most part of this season, leading the Florida State League in the minor leagues with the best winning percentage in baseball for much of May and the early part of June, as well as Garrett finally has found his stuff, 0-2 on the sinker to Arias. But they lost 4-6 to Lakeland, and the offense sputtered against Bradenton. They lost 4-6 to the Marauders. 0-2, wave and a whip, strike three. And Garrett finishes off the eighth with an emphatic strikeout with Lombard heading for third. But the floodgates have opened for the Tampa Tarpons. Five runs for Tampa on four hits, no errors, one man left. But a big eighth inning strikeout provides some fire for the Threshers as they trail 7-0 heading to the bottom eight.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Celebrate Father's Day with an exclusive Blue Threshers cap giveaway on June 16th. Make sure to arrive early to get your hat because gates open at 11 a.m. for a 12 p.m. first pitch presented by Crime Stoppers of Pinellas County. Threshers finally stopped the top of the eighth inning, and they hope to run up the score in the home half, trailing 7-0 with 6 outs remaining in between them and further drops in the Florida State League West Division, as well as their third loss in a row. 0-1 to Diego Gonzalez. Slider misses outside. It's a 1-1 count. With Ociel Rodriguez still on for the Tarpons after a 1-2-3 seventh. He's got a 1-1 to Gonzalez, who's 0-2. Saltabon and Viers to follow him up in the eighth. 1-1, popped foul, count 1-2. Gonzalez has been at shortstop in the absence of Aiden Miller, who just got called up to Jersey Shore and is actually in the starting lineup for his debut with the Blue Claws tonight. And with Brian Rincon on the injured list for Jersey Shore, the Blue Claws in need of a bit of extra help as they are in a divisional race themselves. They lead in the South Atlantic League North by half a game over the Greensboro Grasshoppers as the fastball misses upstairs to Diego Gonzalez, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Gonzalez, cut on and miss. Ball caught by Frick. Third strikeout in a row for Gonzalez for the first down in the eighth inning. Devin Saltamon reached on a catcher's interference in the third inning, but he's 0-3 today. Grounded out in the fifth, struck out in the first. And Saltamon, the new leadoff man for Clearwater, is 0-3 in his first game at the start of the order. First pitch to Devin, takes a fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. One gone in the eighth. The pitch from Rodriguez. Breaking ball low. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out to Saltabon. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. He's behind the slider. Or 1-2, excuse me. One ball, two strikes, one out. Threshers trailing 7-0. In a lead that looked a lot more manageable before the two-out mark in the eighth inning. Swing and a miss by Saltabon. Can't find the slider. Make it 4 strikeouts in a row for Rodriguez. 2 away. That'll bring up Jordan Viers, who is 0-3 today. Struck out, popped out, and grounded out. But Viers leads the Threshers in home runs with 7. 4 of them coming the last time the Threshers were at home against Lakeland as he takes a fastball for a called strike. Viers hit his first home run of last season in Tampa. A game-tying shot to right field at Steinbrenner as he takes a changeup outside to make it 1-1. He hit the majority of his homers last year at BayCare Ballpark. He had 6. And he has already topped that number in his second full season in a row with the Threshers. 2-1. Grounds it slowly but foul down the third base line. And the count evens at 2-2. Two outs in the eighth. Threshers trail by seven. Bases still clear. The Threshers without a base runner since a walk in the sixth. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike by Frick. He goes to the side. Rifles a throw to first. And that is the fifth strikeout in a row by OCL Rodriguez. Threshers down in order. We head to the ninth. 7-0 Tarpons.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Stick around after the game on Saturday, June 15th, for the best fireworks show in town. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Copperdale Brewing Company. Top of the ninth inning, Tarpons padded their lead with five runs in the eighth inning to make it 7-0. Heading into the ninth as Drew Garrett comes back to work for his first full inning. First pitch, fastball upstairs, it's ball one to Dylan Hasso, who led off the eighth with a single against Ethan Chenault, and now starts off the ninth against Drew Garrett. 1-0 pitch. Fastball hit in the air, deep out to left center field. Owusu Isidu on his horse. He's not going to get there. That ball is going to one out the wall. Owusu Isidu collects it, throws it to the cutoff man, Saltaban, over it short, and it's a leadoff double for Dylan Hasso. So, ninth inning. Started off in a similar way to the eighth when Tampa put up five runs. And Hasso with an absolute smash out to left center for his second hit in a row. That'll bring up Jackson Castillo, who grounded out to second in the eighth. He's 0 for 2 with two walks. So Garrett has come on, allowed one of the four runs in the eighth, technically three of them, but two were inherited from Ethan Chenault. First pitch to Castillo, cut on a miss on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one is the count. Castillo waits the pitch. Garrett gets the fastball in for a called strike. Would have been an appeal anyway, but there was no doubting that. Outside corner, and now it's an 0-2 count to Castilla. Garrett, the 0-2. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike three. Second K of the day for Garrett, and a big first out in the ninth inning as he gets the cut fastball to freeze Castillo for a three-pitch sea, and the first out of the ninth inning. Beautiful on the breaking ball from Drew Garrett. So one gone, man on second for Hans Montero, who's struck out in two of the last three times he's come up to the plate on an 0-4 day at the dish. Hans the DH tonight as Garrett steps off with the pitch clock at 2 seconds. Slider, curve, and a fastball that hits 95 for Garrett. Until the eighth inning, he had went four consecutive innings without allowing a run in four consecutive appearances. Swing and a miss by Hans Montero. Slider by him, and it's 0-1. Hans reached on a fielder's choice in the second, struck out in the third, flied out in the sixth, and struck out looking in the eighth inning. For the second out of the inning, right before the offensive onslaught by Tampa put this game close to out of reach for the Threshers. Curveball misses, and it's 1-1. Now Tampa threatening to score again here in the top of the ninth with a man on set, one out. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, 2-1. Short leadoff a second from Dylan Hasso. A 2-1 count to Hans Montero as Drew Garrett deals. Curveball up in the zone for a called strike two. Great pitch as that was a ball until it got into the catcher's mitt of Caden Hediger. Crafty on the breaking ball by Drew Garrett. Two balls, two strikes the count. Now the pitch. Fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs by Drew Garrett. And Montero cut down on strikes, swinging at a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Now another Montero, Willie, no relation, coming up to the plate for Tampa as we get another look at just how nasty that fastball was. High heat from Drew Garrett for his third K of the evening. Two gone for Willie Montero, who hit his fourth home run of the season, a two-run shot in the eighth. He's halfway to the cycle with a double in the sixth, and he pops up the first pitch he sees from Garrett. First base side, it's Katowski. Edging the infield grass, makes the catch to end the top of the ninth inning. Lead-off double, and then the next three retired for the Tarpons. The Threshers coming up to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. Heart of the order, Anthony Katowski and Pawanka Grego with a lot of ground to make up. 7-0 lead for Tampa. Ninth inning next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Montana Semmel, the new pitcher for the Tarpons. They lead the Threshers 7-0 here in the ninth inning. Keaton Anthony, Dakota Katowski, and Nico Polanco-Grego come to the plate. Anthony ropes the first pitch of the ninth inning, a base hit down the right field line. Seventh straight game with a hit for Keaton as he wheels around first base and stands up at second with a leadoff double. Exactly what the Threshers needed. Nice piece of hitting and an extra base knock for Anthony, who starts off the ninth with a two-bagger. Seven straight games with a hit, 10th hit in the last seven games for Anthony, with a big extra base hit to start off the ninth inning. Second leadoff double of the night for the Threshers. Dakota Katowski had a leadoff double in the second, and he's 1-for-3 on the day. He is now at the plate with no one out, and Anthony on the second base bag. 1-0 to Katowski as the slider misses low. Man on second as the Threshers look to avoid getting shut out for the second time the last three games. They trail 7-0 in the ninth. 1-0 to Katowski, hits a chopper slowly rolling down the third base line. Both runners advancing, flip to third base, not in time. Infield hit for Katowski, and Anthony dribbles to third base as the ball gets away from Hasso on the flip. So an infield hit for Katowski. He has his eighth multi-hit game of the season, and things are starting to look up for Clearwater as they catch a break on the infield dribbler. Back-to-back hits to start off the frame on the first three pitches of the second. And now Nico Polanco-Grego trying to keep his hat red instead of a golden sombrero as he has strikeouts in each of his three previous at-bats. Two aboard for the Threshers. First time they put a base runner on third base today with Anthony on third as Polanco-Grego takes a fastball outside to make it 0-1. Montana Semmel is the new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. Primarily has pitched out of the bullpen. 17 relief appearances, three saves, and a 3-for-3-3 record in 27 and a third innings. Polanco-Grego grounds a change foul. It's 0-2. 362 earned run average for Montana Semmel. Opponents hitting 206 against the right-hander in his second year in Tampa. Finished the season with the Tarpons after being taken in the 36th round of the 2019 draft out of West Hill High School in Stamford, Connecticut. 0-2, foul tip in and out of the glove of Tomas Frick, and it's still an 0-2 count to Polanco-Grego. Eighth double of the season for Keaton Anthony has him on third after a single by Dakota Katowski. Followed up the leadoff two-bagger. And Polanco-Grego trying to keep the hits going with an 0-2 count on him in the ninth. The pitch. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's a good take by Nico to bring the count to 1-2. Katowski might be able to take second uncontested. But Tampa still keeping watch as the Threshers very sneaky when it comes to stealing bases, particularly Katowski, who's a big fan of those delayed steals. He has three of them so far this season in five attempts. Fastball upstairs. It's a 2-2 count to Nico Polanco-Grego. Hit in the air out to left field. Should be deep enough for a run. Caught by Dowry Arias, and the runner from Anthony tags from third. Throw goes into second base as the sacrifice fly gives the Threshers their first run of the ballgame. RBI number 14 by Nico Polanco-Grego, and the Clearwater Threshers are on the board. First out in the ninth makes it 7-1. So a big RBI by Polanco-Grego. Now the Tarpons are shifted for the double play, which could end the game from Raylan Heredia as Polanco-Grego got enough of that baseball to bring Anthony home from third base and end the possibility of a shutout. Fastball swung on a miss by Heredia. It's 0-1. He has swung at the first pitch of every single one of his three at-bats, now four so far, but he has flied out in each of his previous two. 0-1 to Raylan. This one hit high and deep out to left field. Dowry Arias going back to the track, to the wall, to the bird! Two-run home run by Raylan Heredia, and the Threshers are now within striking distance. 7-3 on the one-out, two-run blast for the Raylan Heredia's fourth home run of the season. Just what the Threshers needed. And that was a no-doubter from Raylan Heredia. Even he knew it. As soon as he hit it, he had to keep going, but Heredia knew that ball was out. That's going to clear the bases. And Caden Hediger now coming up in a four-run ball game here in the top of the ninth. Still just one out as the fastball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Hediger 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in the fifth to keep his on-base streak going at 15 straight games. One as the fastball misses. Heredia has four home runs this season. His second one at home, as his other one came a solo home run against Lakeland on June the 2nd. Hediger gets a hold of one, drives it out to left field. Arias isn't going to get there. That ball's going to one-hop the wall. Arias angles back and throws the ball into third base as Caden Hediger has a stand-up double with one out in the ninth inning. Something's cooking for the Threshers. They've got three extra base knocks this inning, as Caden Hediger drives one out to left field for the big one-out double. And after a short mound visit, Tomas Frick is going to retreat to home plate, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu will come up for the Threshers. Clearwater is one swing from this being a two-run ball game here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hediger will remain on second as the entirety of the Threshers team glued to the dugout railing to see how this one shakes out. 7-3 the score, but we're even on hits. With the Threshers have four this inning to give them seven on the day as Owusu-Asiedu misses on a fastball, and it's 0-1. He singled already today, 1-for-3. Stole a base in the third inning after he reached on a hit. Now he's got a man on second base with one out in the ninth inning. Threshers, all three of their runs coming in the ninth. Now the pitch from Semmel. Fastball, got him. Owusu-Asiedu is nicked on the elbow with an inside fastball. And now the Threshers have two aboard with one out. Hediger remains on second. Owusu-Asiedu, a fantastic base runner, is on first. And Diego Gonzalez will hit for Clearwater. 0-for-3 so far today. But Gonzalez has hits in each of his past two games. And they have come in the eighth and ninth innings for the Threshers. So we'll see if we can get another late surge from Diego Gonzalez, who's hitting 158. With only one RBI that came in Dunedin for the Threshers. Gonzalez takes a breaking ball low. It's a 1-0 count. Hediger on second. Owusu-Asiedu on first. With one out in the ninth inning. Three runs already across for Clearwater, but they trail 7-3. 1-0 to Gonzalez. Ground ball back up the middle. Sliding stop by Lombard. He drops the ball! He tried to touch second for the double play, but George Lombard dropped it. And now the tying run is coming up to the plate. That's going to be an E4 on George Lombard, and the Threshers catch a break on a potential double play ball. Lombard got excited, just didn't know what to do. A toss would have got one out. Unclear if they would have got Gonzalez at first base, but a big defensive miscue from Tampa loads up the bases with one out, and now Devin Saltabon represents the tying run at the plate. And James Cooper, the Tarpons manager, is going to come out to a chorus of boos from the Threshers faithful. It doesn't look like Semmel's going to come out of this game. The Tarpons don't look like they have anybody in their left field bullpen, but the entire infield joining Coop on the mound. Bases loaded. Gonzalez on first. Hediger on third. Owusu-Asiedu on second. Devin Saltabaugh up at the plate with a loaded set of bags. He's second on the team with six homers this year. Jordan Viers, the team leader in homers, is on deck. The tying run is at the plate for the Threshers with one out as Salty swings and misses at a high fastball to make it 0-1. He's 0 for 4 today, though. Reached in the third on a catcher's interference, but that was it. So an 0-1 count to Saltabaugh, who is certainly due for a big hit here in the ninth. To Saltabaugh. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch, fastball, inside corner, called strike two. It's a tough pitch to take for Saltabaugh, but that certainly was close on the inside edge. 20 pitches so far for Semmel, 14 for strikes. In a third of an inning, loaded set of bags, and an 0-2 count to Saltabaugh. The pitch, high fly ball out to shallow center field. Hediger stands back to tag at third. The shortstop sees the center fielder, it's caught, and Hediger dummies the tag and goes right back to third base on the throw back to the pitcher from Jackson Castillo. And the Threshers are now down to their final batter. Jordan Viers hit a mammoth grand slam last week against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. In Lakeland, the Threshers hit, against Lakeland last week, the Threshers hit their only two grand slams of the season. One of them came from Aiden Miller in the ninth inning. The other one came from Jordan Viers in a 15-5 win. One of those can be equal tonight, as the first pitch to Viers is in for a called strike, 0-1. He's 0 for 4 today, though. But Viers coming in a huge spot. Base is set for something magical. Gonzalez on first, Owusu-Asiedu on second, and Hediger on third, 0-1. Viers hits a line drive, base hit into right field. Hediger scores, Owusu-Asiedu will be waved home, rolling around third. The throw's offline and gets away from the catcher. Two runs scored, and Jordan Viers goes to second with a throwing error after a two-run single. 7-5 the score now, and this game is back in sight. Tying run on second base as Jordan Viers delivers in the clutch once again. Two massive RBIs, and then an error sends him to second. A good throw wouldn't have had Owusu-Asiedu here anyway. And now the Threshers' best hitter over this month is coming up to the plate. Seven-game hit streak for Keaton Anthony. And he is up after a double and a run already this inning. 7-5 the lead. Tying runner on second. Anthony hit two home runs in Bradenton. He is the winning run at the plate. As the slider bounces on the plate and into the glove of Tomas Frick, it's 0-1. Gonzalez on third, tying runner Viers on second. Anthony, the 1-0. Breaking ball, just catching the zone, and it's 1-1. 7-5 the score, and this game is eerily reminiscent of that ninth inning grand slam game from Aiden Miller, though the Threshers hoping this one has a different outcome. Two outs in the ninth, 1-1 to Anthony now. Semmel deals. Fastball outside, it's 2-1. A single could tie this game with two runners aboard. Something that seemed unimaginable after the five-run eighth inning. But the Threshers keeping themselves in this ballgame. 2-1 now to Anthony. Hammers this one down to left field. Base hit! One run scores. Fires round third. This game is tied. The Clearwater Threshers come all the way back from seven runs down to tie it up in the ninth inning. And Keaton Anthony singles in the two tying runs. Two hits in the ninth inning for Anthony. An incredible game as the Threshers come all the way back to tie it up on a laser beam of a double to left field. And now there will be a pinch runner. Easy swap for the Threshers. Pierce Bennett is the pinch runner for Keaton Anthony after the two RBI single. So Pierce Bennett now on first base. We'll see how aggressive the Threshers are with steals. With extra innings on the line, and after two tough losses to the Marauders at the end of last week, the Threshers are desperate for a victory. Dakota Katowski up at the plate with two outs. He has already singled and scored this inning. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Looking for a home run hack on the fastball by Semmel. Now it's 0-1. Each teams have action in their bullpen. And Drew Garrett unlikely to come out for the ninth as the slider gets into the low part of the zone, 0-2. So a blown save for Montana Semmel. And now an 0-2 to Katowski. Runner goes, but that doesn't matter. Swing and a miss, and that ends the ninth inning. Dakota Katowski strikes out, but the Clearwater Threshers score the most runs in a single inning that they have scored this season and come back from 7-0 down to tie it up and send this game into extras. New pitcher coming out of the pen for Clearwater and a brand new ball game. 7-7 to the extra innings we go.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Saul Tehran is the pitcher for the Threshers as we start off the top of the 10th with a bottom third of the Tarpons order. Extra runner on second as the Threshers are in their second extra inning game at BayCare Ballpark so far this season. Kobe Morales leading off the 10th for the Tarpons as he swings and misses on a Tehran fastball to start off the 10th, 0-1. It should be, and it is, Willie Montero on second base as the extra runner. 0-1 to Morales here in the 10th inning. 0-1. Hit on the line, right to first base, picked up on a hop by Katowski. He beats Kobe to the bag and gets the first out of the 10th inning. Willie Montero advances to third with one out in the top of the 10th. That'll bring up the righty, Tomas Frick, catcher for the Tarpons, who takes a look at a first pitch fastball that gets by him for the called strike one. Two walks, nipped by pitch for Frick. He's 0-1, and the Threshers infield in. 0-1 the pitch, fastball upstairs. It's 1-1, and I still can't count. Oh, well. Certainly didn't get this job because of my math skills, ladies and gentlemen. One ball, one strike to Frick. Saul Tehran has factored in the decision of almost every game which he's played for the Threshers. 1-1, fastball, 2-1, as it misses. Tehran, 3-0 record, 7 saves and 7 chances, and this is 14th appearance. So in his previous 13 games, he's factored in the decision in 10 of them. 18 and two-thirds innings pitch, 147 ERA, 25 strikeouts, 11 walks. 2-1, fastball. Thought that was a strike, but it's a ball three as the slider misses inside. Could set the Threshers up for an inning-ending double play, but Dowry Arias is on deck, and he is not easy to double up. 3-1 the count to Tomas Frick, who's walked in each of his last two at-bats. Tehran fires home. 3-1, fastball right down Main Street, and it's a full count. Tehran, fastball of the four-seam and two-seam varieties. Those hit up in the low 90s. Slider, cutter, and a change for the Venezuelan native in his third year as a pro. Payoff pitch to Frick. Fastball low and inside. That's ball four. What? They're sending the runner home. And Marty Malloy is going to come out to the umpire because this doesn't make sense to me. They called a balk on Tehran after he was already throwing the pitch home. And that would be a really unfortunate way to give the Tarpons the edge here in this ninth inning. It looked like a straight walk, but after it looked like the pitch was called for a ball, they called Tehran on a balk to score the go-ahead run. And now Marty Malloy is getting heated with the field ump, Caleb George. Marty Malloy will head back to the Threshers' dugout as he certainly feels slighted. It is now 8-7 Tarpons on a balk, which, honestly, I don't even know where that came from. Still a 3-2 count to Tomas Frick. He now has a one-run lead. 8-7 Tarpons, and still a full count to Frick. One out, base is clear. Ghost runner in for Tampa. Fouls back the fastball. Count stays at 3-2. Tehran looking to serve up some justice here as he had his hands out to the sides looking for an explanation after the balk as well. 3-2 pitch. Slider outside. That's ball four. And Frick will head to first base like I thought we had anyway before the balk was called. So, man on first now with one out. Tomas Frick on first. Dowry Arias at the plate. He's walked twice and is one for two with a double and a run. Fastball misses outside from Tehran. It's 1-0. So, no matter what, the run is unearned with it being an extra runner. And now a 1-0 count to Dowry Arias. The pitch. Fastball inside. It's 2-0. The count, the pitch. Fastball popped up high and foul over the press box. It's 2-1. Frick on first. Tehran, the pitch. And the fastball narrowly misses outside. 3-1. 3-1. Teron deals. Outside, ball four on the two-seamer. And a couple of close calls in that at-bat particularly. Put two walks on in the 10th inning, and Gustavo Armas will come to check on Saul Teron on the hill. We'll take a look at the Phillies system, and the Threshers are the only thing still going in the Phillies system. FCO Yankees in Complex League Phillies suspended in the top of the fourth inning due to rain. That game will complete on Tuesday of next week, June the 18th. In the Dominican Summer League, Phillies red with a 7-6 win over the Giants orange, and the DSL Phillies white losing 11-2 to the DSL Twins. Single-A action, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws remain in first place. Jack Dallas gets the victory for the Claws. Daniel Harper gets the save in a 5-4 victory in Wilmington. Portland beats the Fightin' Phils 9-5 in Reading. And Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs fall 8-3 against Syracuse in Syracuse against the Mets. Aiden Miller on his Blue Claws debut went 0-4. But the Threshers got a pair of hits from William Bergoya and Troy Schreffler, as well as Jordan Disset, who hit a grand slam in the fifth inning to give the Blue Claws the lead for good. Now it's George Lombard Jr. who fouls off a breaking ball, 0-1 the count to him. Still one out, but two aboard for the Tarpons as Teron is trying to keep that as it is for the Threshers. Not usually that we see him giving a bunch of walks up, but I'm sure that balk threw his confidence off a little bit, at least the last at bat. 0-1 to Lombard, fastball upstairs, it's 1-1. Lombard had a bases clearing, 3 RBI double in the eighth inning, and he is 1-for-5 on the day. 2 flyouts, including a double play in the seventh on a bullet of a throw from Raylan Heredia. 1 ball, 1 strike the count. Teron deals. Fastball cut on a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out for Lombard. Teron deals. Fastball grounded, foul down the third baseline. Back to second goes Frick. Back to first goes Dowry Arias. And a 1-2 count to George Lombard Jr. Sixth ranked prospect, according to MLB.com, for the Yankees after they picked him in the first round in last year's draft at a high school. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Lombard, who has 16 ribbies on the season, .208 batting average for a guy who missed a lot of the year due to injury. 1-2 pitch, fastball inside, and that just misses, 2-2. And Teron is really not missing by that much. He's just not getting these borderline calls from Dylan Reeves. He is just hitting corners, but just a little bit outside. Keeps him with a high pitch count here in the 10th. 2-2. Lombard hits it on a line. Base hit into left field. Runner will be stopped at third as Viers has a great arm. And the last 3 runners have reached after that balk allowed a run earlier this inning. And Lombard has his second hit in a row to load up the bases. Frick to third. Arias to second. And Lombard on first. Loaded set of bags with Roderick Arias, the switch hitter, coming up to the plate with 1 out of the 9. Bases loaded as Michael Jones directs from the dugout. Pressure's helping out with the shifts. Bases loaded for Roderick Arias as the fastball misses outside, 1-0. Arias is 0-for-5 today. He's reached on 2 errors and struck out twice. And there's nowhere to put him now. Teron, usually quite sure-handed on the mound, has already walked 2 this inning. Here's the 1-0. Fastball cut on a miss, and it's 1-1. 8-7 the score. Tarpons lead after the Threshers put up 7 runs in the 9th inning. One of their biggest innings of the season. Second most runs they put up in a single frame, most at home. 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner called strike two. And Teron getting back in the count with the right pitches across. Righty action in both pens. Threshers have an emergency arm that they surely do not want to put in, as they have already used five relievers today. 1-2 now to Arias. The pitch outside, and it's 2-2 on the sinking fastball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Lombard's on first. Arias is on third. Or Dowry Arias is on second, I should say. Tomas Frick is on third. Teron, the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. That's exactly what the Threshers needed. A two-out punch-out by Saul Teron. His first of the game. And the second out of the 10th inning. Right down the pipe with that fastball. And that one had some movement on it. Carried outside and up. And there's two away in the 10th for Dylan Hasso, who has both of it his hits in his last two at-bats and is 2-for-4 on the day. Two gone and the bases loaded. First pitch. Fastball inside, just misses. Ball one. Teron, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball called strike up in the top of the zone on the pitch from Teron. One ball, one strike, two outs. Lombard, Dowry Arias, Tomas Frick from first to third on a loaded set of bags for the Tarpons. Two gone in the 10th, one-run lead for Tampa. The 1-1 fouled away, and it's 1-2. Getting past the 9th with just the ghost runner scoring, not necessarily a bad thing. Threshers will have a runner on second. Katowski is the scheduled extra runner, but that could change if the Threshers go to a pinch runner trying to win this in the 10th. 1-2 now to Hasso. Pitch from Teron. Breaking ball upstairs. It is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. As Hasso takes his time, Teron steps off the mound. He is now back set from the stretch on the first base side of the mound. Bases loaded, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Teron, the 2-2, upstairs, and the count's full, but did he go? He didn't. 3-2. So this is the biggest pitch of the night. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nowhere to put Hasso with the bases loaded. Frick is on third. Dowry Arias is on second. George Lombard on first. Teron sets up for the payoff pitch. Ball four. Runner scores. 9-7 Tarpons on the third walk of the inning by Saul Teron. Arias to third, Lombard to second, RBI number 32 of the season for Hasso, as the Tarpons now have a 9-7 lead. Michael Jones back to the mound, and something that I don't think I've even seen before, Saul Teron getting pulled early from the game. Three walks and a hit allowed, two runs, one earned, and that is going to be the line for Teron unless one more run scores. Bases still loaded, two outs in the 10th. 9-7 Threshers as they go to the bullpen in the top of the 10th inning.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our Fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to...
Paxton Thompson, the new pitcher, trying to get the final out of the 10th inning with the bases loaded for the Threshers. First pitch to Jackson Castillo is a sinker in for a called strike, 0-1. Bases loaded with two questionable runs already across in the top of the 9th inning. And the Tarpons leading, or top of the 10th inning, excuse me, Tarpons leading the Threshers 10-7. 0-1 now to Castillo. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high bouncer over to first. Katowski is there, backhanded, underhand flip to first. Thompson tags the bag and gets the quick out to finish off the 10th inning. So two runs score, only one of them earned for Saul Tehran. One hit, no errors. And the bases left loaded. The Threshers have been in this situation before. They trail by two, bottom of the 10th inning. Last licks coming up next.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Tying run at the plate for the Threshers. The ghost runner on second base is new, so is the pitcher. Steven Fulgencio is on the mound for the Tarpons, trying to get the save. Dakota Katowski is the ghost runner on second. Nico Poaca-Grego leads off the 10th for the Threshers, trailing 9-7. Fulgencio deals. Fastball whipped foul, and it's 0-1 to Nico Poaca-Grego. 9-7 is the lead. The Tarpons out in front over the Threshers as Steven Fulgencio makes his first appearance against the Clearwater Threshers this season. Fulgencio has come out of the bullpen exclusively for the Tarpons as first pitch of the inning grounded a second. Poaca-Grego out on the throw from Lombard Jr. Extra runner stays at second, and there's one out in the bottom of the 10th. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who, if he repeats his last hit, will tie the game. Two-run homer in the 9th inning to get the rally really going for the Threshers. His fourth homer of the year, first at home or second at home. And now he's got the chance to do it again with Katowski on second. Heredia fouls back a sinker. It's 0-1. One the count to Heredia. Four homers and 17 RBIs now after the heroic home run in the 9th. 0-1. Cork screws it high and foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. Caden Hediger on deck for Clearwater with one out in the 10th. O-2 now to Heredia. Fulgencio, 6.75 ERA on the season, fires home. Swing and a miss. There's the second out of the 10th. Caden Hediger represents the last chance for the Threshers. Two quick outs in the bottom of the 10th inning, but Hediger is 2-for-4 today, looking for his first career three-hit game for the Threshers to keep this game going. Katowski's on second with two gone. Hediger doubled and scored in the 9th inning. And the first pitch, breaking ball, inside for a called strike, 0-1. Hediger, switch hitting catcher, has 12 ribbies on the season. Fouls back a changeup, and it's 0-2. Threshers down to their final strike. Katowski on second, but he hasn't moved much with a ground out up the middle from Poaca-Grego to start off this inning. Hediger had three hits against Lakeland last week, and the 0-2's bounced up the middle. This should do it. Roger Arias slips throw to first, caught, and that's the ballgame. An incredible comeback for the Threshers, but they cannot hold on and win in extras. Couple of calls they won't be happy about tomorrow, but for the third straight week, the Threshers drop the opening game of the series. 9-7, the loss. Steven Fulgencio gets the win. Saul Turan gets his first loss, and Fulgencio gets the save with Montana Semmel surprisingly coming out with the victory. But he does get a blown save. The delay took us a while, so we'll make this postgame show for you quick as the Threshers fell 9-7. Great comeback in regulation, but once they hit extra innings, the Tarpons took over once again. So, good pitching, though, from the Clearwater Threshers. Braden Tucker did not skip a beat, coming off the injured list, striking out two of the first three batters of the game as the opener. Casey Stewart, K'd three. He allowed two runs, and Raylan Heredia starred on defense before making that 9th inning play. Avery Owusu-Asidu, though, the defensive player of the game for sure. Two great catches out in center field, including a run-saving diving grab that ended the inning with a man left on second and third. The Tarpons led it 7-0 late in the game. Jose Pena was excellent. Two more shutout innings from him with two strikeouts before four runs in the 8th inning. started from the Threshers. Here's Raylan Heredia with an absolute bullet of a throw to third base to complete a double play in the seventh inning. In the eighth is when the Tarpons would skip ahead 7-0 before it headed to the ninth after a tough couple of innings from Drew Garrett. The ninth inning, though, things started to get interesting. Keaton Anthony reached with a leadoff double right down the right field line for his first hit of the game, extending his hit streak to 7 games. Then Dakota Katowski nubbed an infield single. No play anywhere, and Anthony made it to third. Nico Poaca-Grego gave the Threshers their first run of the game on a sacrifice fly for the Threshers' first run. On the very next pitch, Raylan Heredia hit a 2-run home run off Tarpons reliever Montana Semmel to make it 7-3, but the Threshers were not done. Caden Hediger followed up the homer with a double, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu was then hit by a pitch. Diego Gonzalez low to the bases after an error by George Lombard Jr. kept him in after the hit-by-pitch to Owusu-Asiedu. And here's the error by Lombard, a potentially game-ending play that he just dropped on his way to second base. Then Jordan Viers came up big again, a rope of a single out to right field. The speed of Owusu-Asiedu helped carry him home and put the Threshers within two. Then Keaton Anthony, second hit of the ninth inning. This, a 2 RBI knock the opposite way that tied this game up at 7 and sent it to extra innings. But Saul Tehran walked 3 in the 10th, struck out 1. One earned run of 2 total allowed in 2/3 of an inning in the 10th as the Tampa Tarpons ended up victorious. Questionable calls in that 10th inning, but we're not going to go there. That'll do it for the night. 9-7 the final score, with Tampa taking the victory, their first of the series and third overall against the Threshers this year. First loss for Saul Tehran, and Stephen Fulgencio gets his first save. And that will take us for tomorrow. The Threshers looking for revenge against the Tarpons tomorrow. First pitch at 6:30. Gates open at 5:30, so make sure to get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. Until then, thank you all for tuning in and what has been a very exciting contest here at BayCare Ballpark on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the best production crew in minor league baseball, I want to give you all a big thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys tomorrow here at BayCare Ballpark. Thanks for watching, and enjoy your Tuesday night.